It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Me and the electric chair look like a Gallagher show. Tarps
up. The guy holding the things wearing like a fucking raincoat.
Matt.
Well, I usually wake up the next day, take a big shit, and I'm fine.
That's my recovery period.
Big shit, I'm fine.
Big old shit.
Big shit.
Sean.
Don't get mad at me because you guys are fucking fossils.
Yeah.
Fossils.
I'll super kick that bitch through a window if I have to.
And Steve.
You yeah. have had meatballs just running down your throat like a fucking, just a pack of wild horses. Just stampeding down your throat into your belly.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
We just cuddle together, that's all.
I hated the Colonel with his wee, beady eyes and that smug look on his face. Oh, you're gonna buy my chicken. Oh, inconceivable.
Heineken, fuck that shit. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon. Hello, everybody.
Yo.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm all showed out already. All that fun we had before we went on the air.
You should have been recording it the whole time.
Well, I was recording it. Maybe I'll put it up as bonus content.
Boner content.
Wow.
See, Aristocrats, I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
Hello, hello.
We have special guest MJ in studio.
Semper Fi.
We have Steve. We have Kevin.
Holla.
And, of course, we have the King, Sean.
Hi.
Where's your
hi.
Crown, dude?
Can you hear me? Hi.
Why didn't you bring your crown?
You're fired now.
Oh, it was sleeping when I got home, so I didn't want to wake it up.
Oh.
All hail the king.
You had all tucked in?
For those that did not listen last week, shame on you. We had the King of the Castle tournament. 130 cheeseburgers from White Castle?
Yes.
130 cheeseburgers, four contestants. And I'm going to be honest, I had no faith in you whatsoever, Sean.
Nobody did.
Nope.
I did.
We actually crowned Kevin the king, put the crown on him and everything, and then we had to rip it away from him after Sean counted his
In my
burgers.
Defense, I clearly said I didn't count mine yet.
Yes.
I know. But nobody cared because no one thought you were going to win.
Nope. But that's so funny because if you won, Kev, you would have probably gotten to the intro.
I probably would have.
Might have.
I that's did true. Say if Kev won, he was going in the intro. And you know what?
MJ will be in next, right?
Yeah. Well, I think his laugh is in there somewhere.
There you go.
It is.
Yeah. So, whatever. So, good job, Sean.
Thanks.
Very proud of you.
How bad did your poop smell for and how long?
Yes. We need an update on the contestants.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
The intestines?
Yeah. So
the
I got
contestants
one decently good poo the next day.
Mm. Which I saw, thank you.
And then I was constipated for 2 days.
Wow.
I poo like 5 to 6, sometimes like to 8 times a day.
Dude, really?
I went 2 days without going once.
That's ridiculous.
That is ridulous.
Then I
from all the cheese, you think?
I don't know. Up my fiber intake and boom.
Fired him
out.
I think the funniest thing, Matt said, finally my shit smells like shit and not like
disgusting feces and not like burgers.
Yeah.
Like he was happy to have disgusting feces back.
No, like every time I released any kind of gas, it just smelled like White Castle.
Yeah.
Like I was like worried that like actual burgers were coming out of it.
Really? Because mine smelled like a baby shit.
No.
And then somebody ate it and then shit out that shit.
Is
that
a baby?
Maybe that's what White Castle smells like.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe.
But I'm like, I'm serious as fucking...
As long as they hold the pickles and onions.
Serious as shit here. It smelled exactly like White Castle every day for 3 days.
I gotta admit, I had those two complimentary burgers, and my fucking ass stunk.
Yeah.
Like
worse
bad.
For you too. I had four that night, and it took me 2 days to recover.
It was bad.
I had one really good shit right when I woke up.
Yeah.
And then I showed you guys the picture of my breakfast after that. Which was a protein shake with a fiber supplement added to it. And then for that whole day, pretty good, pretty cozy. I probably shit about four times that day. The next day, I went to the gym and I ran 3 miles, and my sweat smelled like onions.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
I work with a black guy whose sweat smells like onions
all the time.
Yeah, it's bad. Mm-hmm.
You know how hard it is to work in a gym with a distended belly?
Oh my god. Oh yeah, it's a new workout routine. It really enhances really the abs. Really enhances the abs. Makes them stick out pretty far.
Hey guys, sorry I was late. I ate 23 White Castle cheeseburgers last night. They're like, what?
Let's warm up now.
You guys just go about your business. I'm gonna sit over here. Anybody got a Coke?
Coke?
Mmm.
Steve's sleeping.
Oh, but it was awful.
So, yeah, I'm really glad that I don't do those contests anymore.
Well, you're going to do the next one.
I must say, that was the best eating contest we have had.
Yes.
The finish made it.
Because
I think the main reason is it included me and Kev.
Well, maybe.
I mean.
Yeah. Remember, we had other people doing the contest back in the day.
And obviously.
We had some awful endings.
Made like a disaster.
The Hot Wing Challenge, which wasn't how much you can eat, but how hot. Of a hot wing you can eat.
You could tolerate without having any milk or water
and
or
blue
cheese.
And it got down to former aristocrat Vaughn and Carly, and they were basically just drinking hot sauce.
Yes.
And neither one of them would give up.
That sounds awful.
It is awful.
So we just kind of ended.
Which is why, in order to do that contest, whoever survives the... Because, I mean, obviously, out of like 5 people, you're going to have 2 people who are going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
That's when you get like one... Or we just get like a 5-pack of 9-1-1 wings.
Well,
the boneless. Yeah.
You can't take them out, though.
You can take the boneless out.
Oh, you can take the boneless out?
Mm-hmm.
I think next time we should just go on quantity. Get
really,
really hot wings.
That's rough. That's
and see how many hot wings you can eat.
I feel like Kev would do really good at it.
See, I think that the 9-1-1, just one apiece is enough. And just say 2 or 3 people get through all the degrees of heat. And then we're like, okay, we did 2 rounds of it. You guys are left. Now you can choose to do the 9-1-1 challenge, which would just be one, because that's all it's going to take.
Well, I say we just make really fucking hot wings and then just see how many people can eat.
Can we just come up with a contest that doesn't involve eating?
Yeah.
No.
You
guys are playthings. We're going to mold you into disgusting fat bodies.
Yeah, that's all you're doing. You're just making us a Play-Doh.
We have other talents.
You're going to be Derek, and you're going to be Matt.
Oh.
That's it.
You guys start growing your hair, Sean.
Can I say sploosh a lot?
Yes.
Sploosh. I'm not doing a crying thing, though.
Sploosh.
You'll learn. Don't worry. You'll learn.
Yeah, Shredder.
Kev, eventually you're going to have colitis.
Yes. Awesome.
Oh, shit. Bloody poo.
You're going to be wearing a hot rod shirt that's too tight for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's too tight for you.
And Sean's going to have long hair and a bigger wiener.
That's right.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Sean, unfortunately, you're going to lose some of your wiener privileges being me.
No, I thought Kev was being...
You're being Derek. You're losing wiener privileges.
Yes. Huh? Kev, are you okay today?
Yeah, I'm great.
You look really out of it.
No, I'm not. I'm right there with it. I'm
rocking
and rolling. Oh. I got my finger on the pulse, my ear to the ground. I'm with you. Let's hit the ground running.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I did say that I'm going to join the next eating contest.
The Chicken Chugga Challenge?
If we do the Chicken Chugga Challenge?
Chicken Chugga Challenge, yes. As long as it's Wendy's Nuggets. Because it's real.
We can do Wendy's. That's fine.
I think it's just going to be more expensive, right?
Yeah, I can.
No, they have 99-cent ones.
No, do the. We should do McDonald's because they have like the $20 for like 5.
Which is.
McDonald's is disgusting.
Oh, wait.
What?
Other way around.
Same math. I mean.
$20 for 5?
That's really good. 20
for
$5?
That's an expensive nugget.
Good nuggets.
20 for $5. So it's 20 cents a piece, just like.
Wendy's has that same thing.
Never mind. Fuck me, right? Sorry.
But see, Wendy's is real bread.
Don't mind if I do.
Chicken nuggets.
Wendy's are much better. Yeah.
As long as we do Wendy's, I'm involved. And I'll eat at least 400 or 500 of them.
McDonald's nuggets are almost like battered.
Can we just have like a shotgunning beers?
Yeah, I can do that.
I can't do that.
That's so not like routine.
No.
That's dangerous.
It's not that you can't. You're just a pussy.
Well, can we build model airplanes? I mean, there's things to do other than
whatever you want to do in your free time.
Build model airplanes. I really think that the 9-1-1 challenge would be good.
Screw that. Yeah.
Because all it's going to take is one, and you're going to be on the floor. I don't care how hot you like your food, you're not going to be able to handle it.
Wait, what's this? For Christmas, I bought Kev like hot sauce gift packs, and
great.
2 weeks, they're gone.
Great.
I think you could do it.
Great.
You're talking to somebody that
hyping it up.
You're talking to somebody that lives for thermogenics.
I'm talking to someone who told me he could eat a Crave case and he lied to me.
Wow. Hey, I still think I could.
Not in a half hour.
Give me a full hour, and I will.
I believe that.
I will eat a Crave case and a half.
And a half. 45.
This is how it started last time. And now my cholesterol.
That's it. The castle next week.
Fuck this. This is how it started. Now my cholesterol is through the roof. My triglycerides are probably three times as high as.
And now he has a pimple next to his mole.
And now I have a pimple next to my mole.
Got a twin.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention, for like 3 or 4 days after the fact, I had a radiating pain coming from my kidneys.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
You can't filter that shit out.
No, that's just, they just shut
that's
down.
That's like grease. It might have been
your
colon.
I literally went through like a gallon and a half of water a day just trying to flush my system out.
Yep.
I just peed a lot.
You know how like when you're sitting in traffic and then all of a sudden your air conditioner starts like that's what your colon was doing after those burgers went in. It's like, oh shit.
Working overtime.
You know how hard it was to drive home after that? The drive was just awful.
Well, you let the Crown drive.
Well, no, he sat in the passenger seat. Buckled up. Safety first.
Funny. Like Al Snow's head did on that one show we did.
Yeah.
I just want to let you guys know, after that contest, I went home and I ate a cannoli.
True story.
True story.
You're an animal. Wow. Absolute animal.
And I'm not talking those little, like, full-size fucking cannoli.
So what do you think? 4th of July special, we'll do the hot wings, or we'll do...
I think 4th of July, you should take a whole handful of Go Fuck Yourself.
Damn.
I say on the 4th of July, I'll eat the hottest of hot wings, and then I will fuck your mouth.
With the sauce.
With the sauce.
I'll put the sauce...
We should put sparklers in their asses, and they have that much time until a sparkler reaches their ass to eat as many nuggets.
Let me ask, have you ever had a 911 wing?
No, I haven't.
Does it give you a choke slam? Ha! Hit me! Oh, hey!
I think that
I usually call them 9/11 wings, but
I also bad. So I want to because
this is a fiery inferno in your mouth
because it makes you
collapse.
It takes several. Goodbye. It takes several terrorists to prepare them. Is
yes,
what I was going
exactly.
For.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been funny if you got it the first.
Yeah, no, I would. I know it would have. Thanks.
I also think that we should maybe let the listeners come up with contest ideas for us. I think that would be interesting.
That's fine.
Brian Shapiro says that he wants us to do a contest to see how many pennies we can hold on to.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Wow. He also wanted a gefilte fish challenge.
Gefilte fish?
He said he was going to be here for the first half. Where is he?
And also bagel with lox and cream cheese.
I thought it was matzo crackers.
Or that.
Yeah. I thought it was how many gallons of matzo ball soup you could eat.
Gallons.
Also, how many saviors you can crucify.
Whoa. No. Dude, wow. That's not even right. That's not even. It was the Romans that did it.
Well,
how many C's can you spread?
The Jews just gave them up.
Hey, whatever.
And then they used
the
hummus.
Pontius Pilate challenge.
Then they used hummus as lubricant.
Yeah.
Fucked his ass.
Oh, all right. Now we're getting. That's getting weird.
I like hummus. You can Pontius Pilate.
What kind of challenges are there besides food challenges?
Not many.
That's it.
We could do like a jump rope challenge, maybe. That's interesting.
Arm wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done that.
Ooh, over the top challenge.
Yeah.
Over
the top.
Of what?
I'm for it. Let's
arm
do
wrestling.
It.
Over the couch.
Oh, by the way, when does China's new porn movie come out? That Royal Rumble one or whatever.
I can't wait.
Oh.
Royal Rumble.
Where she has people impersonate wrestlers.
Yes.
And, yeah. And they just like come in and they do their thing with her. And
they jump over the top rope with AIDS.
Wow.
Why do you even care?
Because we were going to do a show on it.
Oh, yeah, and commentate while it's going on.
Okay,
yeah.
That's why I care.
Both of you got computers. Can one of you Google it?
I tried Googling it the other day.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tabs open. I'm maxed out.
All out of RAM.
Three of them are porn. What are you doing?
Nope.
I like kids daily.
Pervert.
Sherbert.
Sean Sandusky.
So
they call him the pedo message board kid.
Kid. Yes, what are you saying, Derek? What do you want?
From Penn State to State Penn.
Waka, waka, waka.
So,
so says every political cartoon for the next couple days, right?
Yeah. Very true.
What are we promoting here? Are we doing this beer fest thing? What's going on?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
When is it?
There's still a chance that Blake might be coming. But
who's Blake?
He's the guy who got me on the Beer Fest team. Beer Fest is going on in Leonardo.
Now, I thought this was like a city-sanctioned thing, but apparently this is just in some dude's backyard.
Yeah, but there's like a lot that goes into it. He's got hired.
Sorry, there's a little symphony going on over here.
There are people that paid to cook throughout the whole thing. Yeah. There's hired designated drivers.
So this is like backyard beer drinking.
Pretty much, yeah. But
but with a permit
scale, yeah. And people can come and watch, and I think there's 12 teams, several different games.
So it's pretty serious.
Yeah. Of course, the basic being beer pong, and then there's flong, which is a mixture of beer pong and flip cup.
I played it yesterday for the first time. Awesome.
Oh, I thought it was like flinging poo or something.
They
like
were training. They were training yesterday. It was pretty fun.
Yeah. There's a dizzy bat relay where the whole team has to do the head on the bat spinning,
dizzy
run to a table,
awesome.
Drink a beer, run back. Next guy does it.
I did see the video where the guy went through the table.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. I put the preview video of it up on the Aristocrats Facebook page.
Excellent.
And it included from last year's Beer Fest, a guy did the dizzy bat and he ran down to grab the beer and just fell through the table.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's what we have to look forward to.
Nice.
Yeah.
So. I think it's going to be fun. I like the response that the guy gave that's running it.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Derek, Kev was trying to get info about us coming there, if it was okay or not.
Yeah.
And that was the guy's answer.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
MJ. He has the fart mic.
Finally bringing something to the table.
What is going on?
I have no idea.
I was trying to check some of my phone and audio started playing.
Oh.
Got quiet. I started that.
I stopped paying attention. The show just goes to shit. What's going on?
Well, you're kind of manning the controls.
So are we doing the China porn show?
If it ever... I tried looking the other day and I didn't see that it was released.
I don't think it's ready yet.
Should you check IMDb?
I don't think so. I don't think it could be on that.
It probably is.
Really?
Yeah.
BEEG.com.
All right, I'll look it up. But if I see her disgusting body, I'm just going to...
I am just going to lose it.
See her sheenus?
Sheenus. Her phallus. Oh, God, that's gross. I saw...
And Triple H used to fuck that.
Oh, disgusting. Disgusting.
You think he ever filleted her little fucking cock?
Yes.
Like, held it in his mouth and...
I don't know how you do that with his nose. It was comparable to the size of his nose.
What?
I think it's just all in the angle that he puts his head on.
Okay.
I
mean, all right. Like he's got twisted a little bit.
Like get the chin up a little higher.
Okay.
The angle of entry.
That's why he started doing the spit the water thing. Yes. That's where he got that.
Yes. They call it the angle of the dangle.
The angle of the dangle is evidently proportional to the heat of the beat.
Right.
Yes.
He started practicing the tilt back spit because she would squirt into his mouth.
Yes,
because he would suck on her little
sheep. Like,
oh. I love girls that squirt.
Do you? Go
I'm
on.
So glad that I know this. Do you have something to follow up with that? Or
nope.
Oh, okay. Thanks for bringing that out.
Speaking of bizarre porn, no, I saw a video clip of some girl who gives people advice. It was like a related video. I was like, oh, she looks kind of cute. Let's see what she has to say. And apparently the question was some person who said, no, I'm a fat nerd. How do I meet girls? And she was very serious about her answer. Like, she didn't make fun of him at all. And she goes, really? She's like, if you just go and do activities that you like, you're going to find people to be around. And she goes, for example, if you like freaky midget porn, which, I went to high school with somebody who is now a midget porn star.
Did you really?
Super disgusting. That's how she describes it. She goes, super disgusting. She goes, but there's people out there who are into that. She's so disgusting.
That Bridget was, the midget?
I could very well be.
No, but she's hot. I would.
Wow.
I absolutely would. I grab those little stumpy legs and just give it to her. Give it to her like it's nobody's business.
With the Madonna gap teeth that she's got.
Oh, yeah.
I
love
her.
All have that because their heads grow in weird shapes.
Yes.
So their teeth get all fucked
their
up.
Their teeth are normal size. Yeah.
I loved her in Big Money Wrestlers.
Yes. She was. She was classic in that.
you want to be in a dude at the end, but.
Well.
You know what's a fun game is if you're driving next to a midget. Like figuring out if somebody's just small. Or they're a midget when you're driving next to them. Because, most of them have almost human heads. It's just everything else is really small.
I've never driven next to what I could...
I always point and laugh at their booster seats.
There's one around Middletown that drives around. A little tiny car, yeah. It's a very small car.
It's a smart car.
A fart car.
It's Brendan's little car.
Oh, damn it.
He pushes with the feet.
I think it's a little Del Sol. Yeah.
The person?
Okay.
Hey, there goes Del Sol.
It's just a little Mexican tiny
car.
Oh, hey, man.
Like Alberto Del Rio's new midget sidekick. Alberto Del Sol.
They get good I get good mileage.
He gets 40 miles to the gallon.
I get 90 steps to the gallon.
Oh, boy. The Del Sol part's the fact that he has to walk with his shoes, like Brendan's car.
Oh, I get it.
Damn.
The soles of his shoes.
Yes. Del Sol's.
Thanks. Yes.
Anyway, got any stories?
I got a lot of stories.
Oh, yeah. Oh wait.
Derek, I got a story.
Did I or did I not send you two stories this week?
You did.
Were they any good, Derek?
No. I don't remember.
No, probably not. But I just picked any random two instead of sending them so I can, you know.
Are we going into personal stories or stories?
Let's talk about Sean's neon laces.
Yeah.
How great are these?
They're big stand
out. Oh, they're really, they're cool. I can't, yeah.
They really stand out.
Yes.
They match my shades.
No, they don't.
Damn.
Those are two different colors.
Yeah, that's like a red neon lace.
That's a neon red. And that's pink.
Hot pink.
Yesterday, Sean was wearing those all night while he was drunk as shit. Mm. And whenever you'd say something to, either embarrass him or, show him up, he just closes them. He goes,
close.
Invisible.
Okay.
So what do you got, Derek?
Well, Alex Trebek just had a heart attack.
Almost. Just like now, it's breaking?
I think so. 3 p.m. today.
Pretty close.
Yeah, Jeopardy host Alex Trebek has been hospitalized after suffering a heart attack Saturday.
It should have been Pat Sajak.
It was yesterday.
And that is, what is a heart attack, Eric?
Somebody got the Daily Double.
He's 71 years old.
Is his mom still alive?
The Daily Double Bypass.
Is his mom still alive, does it say?
I don't know.
Because he was, living with her.
Really?
Yeah, for, 50 years.
What is your medication, Mom? What is your medication?
So Alex Trebek, huh?
Any other details?
He also had a heart attack in 2007.
Oh, that son of a bitch made it.
Yeah, it was mild in nature. The host was soon back to work. More recently, he injured his Achilles tendon while chasing down a burglar.
Yes.
We remember that story.
Yes.
Crime-fighting Trebek.
A naked woman running from his hotel room.
How do you spell Trebek?
Trebek.
Very good.
You know,
Trebek.
O-L-D-S.
You know, I heard Alex Trebek likes his heart attacks like he likes his salsa. Mild.
Damn. I heard he likes it how he likes his concussions. Mild.
I hear he likes his hookers like he likes his heart attacks.
Full of chlamydia.
What?
But a heart attack can't have chlamydia.
No, it can't. Again.
I'm confused.
Yeah, if it gets around, then it does.
Yes. Naked. Werewolves are boys. Naked.
Where'd Sean go?
Sean likes his glasses like he likes his mole next to his zit.
The burgers really make you break out?
Yeah.
Wow.
The 2 days later, I was actually fully fucking broken out. Like I had three
you were
in my
head. 16 again?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I don't look at it.
I only broke out on my butt cheeks.
So what else you got, Derek?
Well, I'm still upset about Alex Trebek.
Yeah.
Are you really?
Who the fuck cares? Wheel of Fortune all the way.
That's kind of gay, no?
You're kind of gay.
No.
You are 100%.
Jeopardy is way better than Wheel of Fortune.
Price is right,
you like
bitch.
Wheel of Fortune because it's easier for you to do.
Yeah, Wheel of Fortune's pretty thoughtless.
You don't have to do anything. It's brain dead.
Wait, where'd you go to college?
Where'd you go to college?
Kiss My Ass University.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Why don't you let us all know what prestigious university you went
to? Yeah, you get them, Kiss.
UCLA? I went to Kane University.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Uh-huh, Candy Cane.
Yeah, yeah, well, what'd you get a degree?
Oh, no, I went there. Yeah.
UCLA?
Yeah, I registered. Uh-huh. I did have all that good stuff. Oh, okay. Yeah, I went for a couple semesters.
As a sex offender.
Kid toucher.
Oh, man. And then I did go to Middlesex County College.
UCLA?
Middlesex and kids.
Yeah. And then I went to
sex
the,
with the middle area.
Then I graduated from the International Sports and Sciences Association.
Oh, really?
Bazinga. Yeah?
What's their certification?
Stuff.
why don't you explain how that works?
Nah, I can't.
Yeah, when you say you went to Kane, does that mean they had Disney on Ice there?
Oh, no.
Yes.
You love Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Sean's certificate for his personal training certificate says Simba.
Hakuna Matata.
Take a moment to fix this because it looks like it's kind of dangerous.
Why are you yelling?
You're kind of dangerous.
Yeah, why are you yelling? Man?
Why are you yelling?
I can't hear anything.
So,
No, I can't hear you. Don't talk.
Quit talking. Start talking about him.
Fag.
Oh, okay, I'm here. Sorry.
No. So, during the week, we had a practice for the Beer Fest.
Oh, yeah? How'd that go?
And it went pretty good. The guy who's our team captain was teaching us some of the games. And afterwards, we decided to get in some post-training, a few extra exercises.
Beverages?
At Ted's Tavern.
Oh.
So, there's a group of people playing pool.
By the way, Ted's Tavern, class out the ass.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just like a fart.
Yeah.
So there's two guys and two chicks playing pool, and they go outside. And my one buddy decides it'd be a good idea to drink their twisted tea that they left at the pool
table.
Oh,
no.
That sounds like a great idea.
So he drinks it.
Friendly neighborhood, too, by the way.
We all laugh, high five. And then him and the rest of my friends all go out for a cigarette. I don't smoke, so I start fucking with the Touch Tunes.
Wait, before he continues, Kev loves Touch Tunes.
Yeah, I'll blow $20 to $60.
He loves
Touch Tunes. Kicks ass.
Like, don't even put any money in there, because if you're there for 6 hours, it'll all be Kev's playlist.
Yeah.
And if somebody else's music. Stuff is playing, he's like, oh no, play next, play next. Give me some singles, play next.
So as I'm over there, I see these people coming back over to the pool table, and all my buddies are outside, and I see this guy grab my buddy's pitcher of beer and start walking into the bathroom. So I'm like, I don't know, something weird's going on here. So I go in with him, and as I walk in, he's got the pitcher in the urinal, and he's just pulling his cock out, and I go, what are you doing? And he's like, I was just going to take a piss. I was like, oh, yeah.
At least he wasn't lying.
Why do you got that pitcher of beer? And he goes, I was going to drink it. I'm like, oh, is that your beer?
No.
Was he four?
Well, he was considerably smaller than me, so yeah. I'd imagine that me walking in on him with his cock in his hand.
Oh, my goodness.
Made him very uncomfortable to begin with.
His whole mind says, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit.
Well,
oh,
what you should have did was you go in there and say, what are you doing, sexy?
So, wait, he was considerably smaller than you?
Yeah.
What are you doing with that big old cock?
Is that a cock in my beard?
So, was he considerably smaller than you, like, height-wise, or was he considerably smaller around, penis-wise?
Don't waste that piss on the toilet. Perfectly good mouth here, son.
I'm like, well, whose pitcher is that? And he's like, oh, this guy, he drank my girlfriend's beer, so I was going to drink his beer. I was like, oh, so you're going to drink his beer in the bathroom? Yeah.
Cocking.
And I was like, and you really think this is a good idea? And he's like, dude, he drank my girlfriend's beer. And then right then this other guy walks in. I'm like, hey, this fucking guy thinks somebody drank his girlfriend's beer, so he was going to take this pitcher in here and drink it. And then the other guy was just real fucked up. He goes, I don't give a shit. I just got to piss. So that being said, this guy then takes the pitcher out, puts it back on the bar, and goes back to the pool table. But I wasn't really satisfied. And the guy didn't give me a reason to hit him.
Oh, boy.
So I go to the bartender. I'm like, hey, this guy just brought that pitcher in the bathroom. I was about to piss in it. And he goes, you want me to throw him out? I'm like, yeah, could you? So they lost their shit. They started. Nice. The guy just chugged the last two beers and stormed out the door. But literally right as that happened,
gotta chug
my
those
friends
beers.
Came back in and like just missed the entire thing.
Damn. So you averted catastrophe here.
Yeah.
And you didn't tell a soul. It was your little secret, right?
Not a Del Sol.
Oh, no. I immediately told everybody.
Guys, guys, come here. You're
never going to believe this. This is a guy that just left and tried to piss in your beer. And let's find him and kick his ass.
Is that what they were saying?
Yeah.
Like, so you guys are basically bullies.
Of course.
Bar bullies.
No. It's
starting
just,
shit.
It's just star.
Dude, I've been drinking at Ted's Tavern since I was like 14, all right? That's my bar.
That's not like a thing to brag about.
What do you mean?
They do have food, though.
They do now.
Really?
Oh, no. I can't even imagine.
No. The deep fryer?
Yeah,
that's
deep
it.
Fryer. They just buy bags of shit and throw it in there.
Yeah.
Very deep.
Nuggets, fries, so deep. Jalapeno poppers, wings, and Hot Pockets.
Sounds better than Junction.
You can see the whole menu from Route 36. It's right on the van out there.
We now have food.
You should have just walked in on the guy and was like, hey, you know what? You don't have to bother pissing in that beer. My friend come here and he'll drink it straight from the tap.
I was kind of bummed after because I was like, I should just let him piss in it and then took it and dumped it on him.
Yeah, well, that was a reason to hit him if he actually would have peed in it.
Yeah.
Kev wouldn't hit a soul. He's a gentle giant.
Not a Del Sol.
I wouldn't hit a soul, but I hit a face.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, with mine. My fist.
With his soul and then, of his boot.
And then I'd shit in his mouth. I'd knock him out and I'd open his and just... like shit right in it, and then I'd fuck the mouth with the shit in it, just
and then I would film it all with my iPhone,
and I'd just be yelling the whole time. I just turn your mouth into a dirty ass, and now I'm fucking it.
Damn.
That's what I'd say the whole time. Mm.
Oh, that's pretty gross.
Oh yeah. My
but
gosh.
So just don't fuck on my friend's beer. That's what I'm getting at.
Seriously.
Yeah. No pee.
PSA for don't fuck with my friend's beer.
Yep. Don't throw us away.
Don't piss in our beers.
Oh,
and then we met two Polish guys, and
like from Poland.
Oh yeah,
or just
one,
dumb guys.
One didn't even speak English, okay. And the other one just kept trying to demonstrate to us how to properly do a high five because apparently Americans don't do high fives right. And so I'm going to the one that doesn't speak English. I'm like, so you don't speak English at all? And he's like, and his friend goes, he can understand it. And I'm like, oh yeah, cocksucker. And the guy just broke out laughing. Gotta love Ted Stavern.
Yeah. Nice. It's a dump.
It's great.
It outlasted Pumps, though.
It did. No, Pumps was around for a long fucking time.
R.I.P. Pumps.
Actually, Tez has been around, too.
Why, is Pumps gone?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
Kev wants to turn it into something else.
Yeah.
A wrestling school?
No, I was going to turn it into an ice cream shop.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's cute.
With okay. Naked women?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's plenty of residue sauces all over the place.
Well, Steve's dad would still go there. Sounds good.
Wow.
He would retain his seat.
Uh-oh.
He's just, what?
This is a good segue.
Sprinkle?
No.
Oh,
what happened?
What?
You said Steve's dad would still go there. I said this is a good segue.
Come on, Steve. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it, Steve.
Well, what happened? What did I miss?
Let's open up, Steve.
What we were talking about outside.
Oh, no. I don't know if we can get to serious mode.
That wasn't me. Don't look at me.
MJ has done nothing but produce farts.
Yeah, really.
I love
the producer of farts today on the show.
Okay with that.
So let's get back to it, Steve.
Steve, what do you got?
Matt wants to take a curveball here for the show and go serious.
Okay.
Oh.
I don't know if we're actually ready for that.
Okay. No.
I don't think Matt would turn it if it were serious.
No.
Today on the Aristocrats, we have Steve.
Is this a very special?
No. It was about Obamacare. It was a serious. I'm not joking when I say it was about seriousness.
When you mention his dad, he mentioned something.
Wait. How the
today.
Fuck is his dad and Pumps a segue to Obama and healthcare?
Well,
my father. I guess my father is the median.
Yes.
Zach, okay, can you just
and
spill it so we can move on?
The act of his father going to Pumps requires what?
Healthcare.
Oxygen.
Oh. And
blood flow.
If Obamacare goes through, what won't he have?
Life. I was explaining
that's
it to Matt, because I guess tomorrow is the Supreme Court decision on the Obamacare.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I was explaining to Matt that my dad's doctor told him he will die if Obamacare goes through.
Oh.
Like, because they're going to take away his oxygen.
I think he just wants him to vote no.
I think he does because
vote fucking no, you're going to die. I think so.
You
too.
You think the doctors are using scare tactics?
Yes.
If they're if they're anything like some of the other people in this town, sure.
What?
I definitely.
What, like
think
what
so.
Other people?
Like a horrible racist. Maybe he's just horribly racist. He doesn't want a black guy in office.
Where is your doctor? Where is his doctor located?
Asbury.
Homedale, New Jersey.
Mm. Homedale, New Jersey. I'm sure there's like 6 or 7 black people in that town.
Wow.
Yeah, and they keep a real good eye on them.
They're the sewage cleaners.
Yeah, exactly.
They're all former basketball players.
I've heard nothing but bad news from pharmacists and doctors.
Really? Because from what I heard, this is going to work out pretty well for me and Kev.
No, I walked into a pharmacy, no joke, and there was just pharmacists running back and forth going, panic, panic! And they're just throwing pills at the wall. Like, we don't know what to do.
What are we going to do? Shut it down.
I'm behind on the times. I just heard about this thing. Apparently, like, younger people get, like, healthcare first now if this goes through.
Yes.
Yeah,
so we're good.
I heard that doctors are punching babies to death in order to keep themselves on the priority list.
Yeah. Actually, no. God. They're actually punching elderly to death because the baby's going to contribute more money to them.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, all right. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah.
Thanks for the input.
I'm being serious, man.
Serious Steve.
All serious.
Look at me. Serious Steve.
But bottom line is Steve's dad's doctor said you will die.
Once Obamacare goes
through. That is guaranteed because they will limit the
well, they're going to come up with their own stipulations on what?
Like, basically, his dad can take 20 steps without oxygen. That's good enough.
Basically, exactly it.
We're not giving you oxygen to go to Pumps, asshole.
Exactly. That was my segue.
It's going to be called Sprinkles.
Sprinkles.
It's going to be an ice cream joint.
Nice. Sprinkles.
But, it's pretty scary.
There was a girl there named Sprinkles.
Yeah, that's where I got
you're
the
gonna hire
motivation.
I picture just the pump sign with just white spray paint over it, just Sprinkles.
With a Z.
You got to keep
double
it edgy.
Double the Z, double the fun.
That's right.
What do you think, MJ? What do you think about Obamacare?
Yeah, you're just farting a mic or something.
You're old and on your death knell. What do you think of Obamacare?
He sucks.
See, basically, right now, as we sit, Kev, if you and MJ go into the hospital at the same exact time for the same exact reason, you'll get taken care of first.
Well, rightfully
yeah,
so.
See, I don't see a problem with this.
I'm a professional athlete.
Well, he's the future of this country.
It's not true. I know people.
I know people.
No, as long as you're paying Social Security, I think it doesn't matter.
Oh, well, then what's the issue?
If you're
issue?
Paying into Social Security, it doesn't matter.
But so basically, you can never retire.
If you're receiving Social Security, then you are more likely to not get care.
Well, do I have to pay for health insurance anymore? Probably not.
Probably a certain amount of money.
It's
don't
expensive
know.
Already. So.
Like $6?
Oh, fuck. I'll pay that.
Mine's nice. Not.
Listen, there's a reason.
$6?
There's a reason why Canadians jump the border to come to our hospitals.
That's bullshit.
Because they don't feel like sitting in the emergency room waiting to die.
I'll wait.
For serious stuff, I know a lot of people from Canada, they say for serious stuff, it is not cool.
Oh, just take vitamin C.
But for like a typical checkup, it's like, oh yeah, it's great.
Actually, there's people that they have to wait like 6 to 8 months for a CAT scan, so they go to their vet. And they convince their vet to give them a CAT scan because
basically,
they're scared to death.
Don't get really sick in Canada or you're
going
to die.
Hate me if you want to. I'm all for this thing. I don't really plan on living past 50. Oh. So by that time.
I hate you anyway.
Steve said he hated me.
I don't need your political views to hate you.
I don't really plan on living past 50. So by that time, I can wait in the waiting
room. Okay, so past 50. So let's say, God forbid, next year you have a tumor.
I'm still 25.
But you can't even get checked out because somebody else younger than you has one.
I'll just punch a person in the face. Like, get the fuck out of here. I'll kill you.
I'm sure you can get out of it, too.
There's an example right there why Obamacare sucks, because you're going to kill babies.
Best thing to do is just find the person younger than you with a tumor and lob it off yourself.
Lob it off.
Yeah, see? Mm-hmm. I could do that. I got a good eye.
Now,
can I have slack there on the cord there, Sean?
No, I wish we had longer cords, because I'm just...
I can't believe these cords are only like 6 foot.
Hey, but these headphones are great.
You know who still have who will still have really good health care? It's people in prison.
That's true.
Yeah. So if all else
there
fails,
are a lot of people in prison.
Yeah, and they're all minorities and illegals.
Wow. I'm sitting right here. Sitting right here.
Derek, what's your personal opinion about that?
He doesn't have one.
Thank you.
Guess what, Derek?
You were so gay. He does have one. He's afraid to get his ass kicked.
I'm sitting right here. Derek, I got no sleeves. And I got a mullet's going to kick your ass.
Actually, you know what, Sean? I know how Derek thinks. Derek's probably on your side.
Oh, really? Fuck off, Derek.
Fucking liberals.
Derek doesn't want to get his ass kicked on the way to his car.
By who?
Who would kick my ass?
Right wingers?
Look at this room. Who the fuck would kick Derek's ass? You?
Just about everybody in this room if they wanted to. The question is, why would they kick my ass?
Let me get my notebook.
You probably have one, too. You want to hear something creepy about
Derek
this motherfucker?
This about me?
Go on.
What did I... You were sending me something.
Poop pictures?
Nude pictures?
I don't know. You were sending me something, and you asked me for my email.
Yeah, I was sending him my promo for the King of
the
Castle Challenge.
I said, send it to, and I gave him my email address. He goes, I already sent it to your work email. And I'm like,
No. See, it's weird. Because
how the fuck do you have my? Nobody has my work email.
They have to because it's on your. It has to be on your Facebook.
No.
I started typing in your name, and it just came up.
You are a fucking creep.
Is it linked? It has to be linked.
You
somewhere.
Are a stalker.
I've never given that email to anybody. Creep. I only use it for work.
Weirdo. Let's see.
The way, your new shades on your office window look great.
Let's see.
Exactly.
Actually, it is true. You just typed in your name and it comes up.
Yeah. Well, I believe that, but I don't know how you got it.
Don't worry about it saying sexy mofo. That's your email.
It's got to be linked to something, Derek.
Yeah. So next time you want to call me out?
Very dramatic.
Whatever that was.
Mm-hmm. Stupid hat. Derek,
it's online too. Is it really?
Everybody's got your email.
We both
stalk you. Derek, how did that happen? Oh, is that what you registered with?
No.
You're a dumb
then
dumb.
Then how the fuck did that happen?
I have no idea.
I hope you shit out your intestines one day.
I just might.
Do you have your... I know how it happened.
Yeah.
I know how it happened.
Derek...
You have it linked to your phone.
Pornhub.
Derek's email.
You get work email to your phone, and it's linked.
Big Brother is watching you.
Am I right?
Mm. Oh, my.
By Big Brother.
You get work emails on your phone?
No.
Yeah, his email is
by Big Brother's watching you.
I got proof right here.
It is. It's
but whatever, Sean. You're still creepy.
Derek, let me know if this is the right email.
It's dmcg@bigedsbarbecue.com.
Oh, I wish.
Fucking love Big Ed's. Number one customer. It's so fucking good.
D McG.
You know, after a while though, they start giving me shitty ribs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all dried out.
No,
stuff.
These are from yesterday. Just throw them on the heat lamp.
Yeah. I feel like anywhere that's got that, you know, kind
mass
of
mass quantity,
all you can eat style has a way of saying hard time. Like if you go to the Chinese buffet, they'll eventually just throw the fortune cookies at your table and stand there.
Yep.
Yeah. When they want you to leave.
But don't pay the waiter, remember.
And then cool. I just sit there and stare at them, and I lick the fortune cookie like it's a vagina. And then you know what happens? They walk away.
Yeah. I usually crack mine open and go, oh, some Asian motherfucker's going to get his ass kicked if he doesn't walk away.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, my.
Look who's walking away now. Yep, goodbye.
Punch the closest slanty-eyed.
Ooh.
That's you, my
fucking
friend.
Fucking racist motherfucker.
Wow. Seriously. You disgust me.
You fucking round-eyed motherfucker.
Right here.
Take it
Sean,
or leave it.
Sean's work email is www.snatch.com.
Wow.
That was close, right? You got a little nervous?
You know Sean's got two Twitters?
I do.
What a pervert.
Do you know he forgot his password for his Twitter?
Me?
Yeah.
Actually, Sean has three.
How do you know?
Sean actually has three Twitters.
I have three?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. By the way, I'm looking at the chat. Clutch signed out, but then he signed back in because I think he felt
bad. Oh, I still have.
He's like, all right, bye, everybody.
Oh, those poor guys.
Insert tumbleweed.
I actually set up a second Twitter also.
Did you?
Yeah. Why? It was a fake Hogan account.
What? Fake Hogan?
Yeah.
I think I have like
11 tweets from it.
Nice. Can I tell a story behind it?
I don't care.
We were in the hospital with Steve's wife, and we're like, this is kind of boring. Let's make up fake Twitters.
Yeah, man. Let's make up fake dead wrestler Twitters.
So Steve like was
fake Hogan's Hercules. Not dead.
Steve was a fake Hogan.
Isn't he?
And I was a fake Superman.
Man, this sounds as interesting as a podcast fake from somebody's Superman. Basement.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Womp, womp, womp.
All I would ever tweet is, what's up, brother? That's right, brother. Dude.
So the other day, I'm at the gym, and a couple days previously, it was a bunch of us just tweeting was the Dropkick Murphy lyrics. And the song came on my iPod, so I tweeted it, not realizing I was signed into my work Twitter. And then Kev just tweets me back and says, what the fuck? Who is this? And then he followed up with, why isn't that one following me?
I knew who it was. I just, his profile picture for that Twitter is him, I guess, at the gym.
Yep.
Just taking a mirror picture. Looking like a fucking jackass.
Need a picture.
Ooh. Wow.
I'm at the gym.
And you know you can't change, well, I don't know if you can, but you can't change your Twitter picture from your phone.
I can.
Well, how? You have a fucking BlackBerry. Because
the great people at BlackBerry make you able to change your...
And the people who fantastic people at Apple.
Find a better Twitter app.
True.
The wonderful people of Research in Motion.
I don't know if Tweetcaster lets you do it. Because I never change my picture.
Creep.
Speaking of tumors.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
It wouldn't be an aristocrat show unless I showed you
something
gross.
What is this?
No, not this. No.
Just says
no.
Exactly how it started.
I purposely didn't send this.
When I was young, my skin was still smooth.
Wait, what the fuck?
He's an X-Men character.
Oh, what the fuck?
One day, something grew right here.
Just don't pop it. Don't pick it.
Face was still
this
normal.
Is a good cherry tomatoes hanging from his face.
All right, this
it seems
is a
like
guy
a cool dude.
Who has bubbly tumors all over his body.
It's like a whole bunch of bubblicious bubbles.
Bubblicious.
And when I say all over his body, I mean he is...
Covered
in
his
them.
Chin, his face, his hands, his dick.
I would imagine.
He's got bubbly balls.
I wonder if he had milk to him, if he snapped, crackle, pop.
Bubbly balls. Ooh. I imagine if his genitalia is completely like pristine and untouched.
No, his dick has all those tumors all over, and he just says, it's ribbed for your pleasure.
Wow.
Can we take this off the screen? This is
horrifying.
This is
horrendous. At least leave
it
up. Video.
But then it got worse and worse.
They shake
when
he talks.
It looks like it.
Sean, look what happens when you smoke.
And he smokes.
I was 36 when it started.
Of course he smokes. What the fuck else is going to go wrong?
No one looked at
if he burns one, you think they just
look
pop
at the size
open?
Of his
hang
hands.
On, Derek. Pause this real quick. I want Sean to realize that
if you're gonna
this guy lives.
If you're going to give me a smoking PSA, just fucking save it.
No, it's not.
Okay.
This guy lives in a social health care fucking country. So that's what's going to happen, Sean. When you go to the hospital and you want to be
treatment.
Taken care of,
well,
you're going to blow up in bubblicious, bubbly tumors.
Let me tell you a little bit about this guy's health care.
Yeah.
He went to a guy who told him he chopped off one of the tumors.
Oh, no.
And told him to bury it under a banana tree.
Yeah. Wow.
In order to cure it.
That would do it. Huh?
And that's what made it spread.
Yeah. And then it just got worse.
What did the banana tree have to do with it?
I have no
nothing.
Idea.
Nothing.
Exactly. Oh, no, potassium.
Does it stay anywhere in a story that started out as a tiny mole on his cheek?
He said one
it
day
did,
something grew
right
here.
Here. Yeah.
Oh,
fuck.
Guys, I gotta.
Oh, you're fucked. You're fucked, Steve. You're fucked. You're gonna be fucking Jello X-Men.
Okay.
But on that little sidebar, there's a story of a cheerleading coach.
Yes.
Busted for sexual encounter with high school b-ball player. B-ball I'm looking player. At her. She's a hot blonde. I'm really hoping b-ball is baseball.
No, it's probably not.
Oh, she's ruined.
Oh, she's damaged goods.
He's only in high school.
All right, let's finish up this guy.
Right. This guy's not as bad as the guy with the tree bark growing out of his skin.
I think this guy's worse. You know why? Because all his little bubbles look like they're ready to pop.
They look solid.
Well, you wouldn't chew on one of those.
Like the worst thing about this, like the worst thing about this guy is if he lit
up the tree bark guy.
If he lit on fire, he couldn't stop, drop, and roll.
Do you think if he pops one, it's like a minefield? They all just start going off.
If he falls down, is it like that bubble sheets?
Yeah, it's like bubble wrap.
Yeah, he still goes about his business though. He's tending to his garden.
Dude, he looks like Thing.
He says he does that to get over the fact that he has shit hanging
that
out
he's
his
horrendous.
Face.
Yeah. He's
bring
a
up,
fucking
bring
monster.
Up tree bark guy. Have you guys ever seen the
no,
tree bark?
No, I don't want to see
tree
bark.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Weed in
this guy's
garden?
Hands and like body just have like literally it looks like
I don't care about tree bark guy. What I care about is if this guy slaps you, you're going to get pus.
You know what his hands look like? His hands look like that old muscle figure. Remember the muscle figure with the three fingers and all the little... The little things on it.
He looks like
bring a picture of that thing up.
He looks like the Toxic Avenger.
Kinda. That's yes.
Like. This is the tree bark.
Yeah,
guy.
There he is.
What the fuck?
Look at that.
I've never.
That's real.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's smoking. Cool though.
He smokes too, Sean.
That's cool.
He looks like a mutant.
Too. That's from cigarettes.
How's he hold his cigarettes?
It's like some weird calcification of his skin or something.
He must have like dermatophytes or something like that branches. That are like building like a colony on him. Your skin can't produce like.
Why doesn't he just use some Neutrogena?
I hope he uses Terminex.
But look at how like he's with his hair. He's like all like suave looking and stuff. But yet he has like giant
Rico
suave.
Well, like, dude,
that's
got
what
two
happens to
Matt. Matt. He's got two giant brushes for hands.
He does.
Hair is gonna look nice.
He does. But it literally look, it's like all knobby. And
I like
chipped.
How his feet, dude. He is seriously awesome. Chipped.
His hands look like Snuffleupagus ears.
He should get into porn and just be one of those fisting guys.
Wow. Wow.
Splinters. Wow.
Could you imagine playing tennis with this guy?
I wonder if you give him a blowjob, you really are sucking wood.
It looks like a goat with a Mexican's head and somebody just threw shit at him.
Yeah.
It looks like Liu Kang after a fatality.
It looks like after I upped my fiber and took my White Castle shit and I just threw it at his face.
Yep.
Yes.
All right, can we not
so Steve, would you?
Depends on what his butthole looks like.
Wow. Find a picture of that muscle with the hand.
Yeah. Can you stop giving him ideas? This is awful.
Why? It's stuff to talk about
these
on the show.
These are awful.
Just put muscle, hand, and that should be it.
Sean just gets scared at this kind of shit.
I know he does.
These people aren't real.
Now, if you can bring up a picture of the guy first
they live under
with
your
his
bed.
Hands.
Are any, none of these people are from America,
sorry, I'm
right?
directing. No.
Imagine these people
this
being
this kind of shit
like
doesn't happen in America. We just kill them here.
Imagine this person being like a waiter at like a Pizza Hut.
No, seriously. There that's why there's like more Siamese born like overseas than there are here.
Sorry,
we just don't
sorry
let that
if you
happen.
Get a wood chip.
Sean, that guy walks into your gym and wants to get trained. What do you do?
Oh, sure. I'll sell all it to right, you. Thanks for the 10%. Hey, guy, come here.
Right there.
Ew.
Right there. That's it. You can't really tell, but it's got little bumps all over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still have that guy. Actually, I have all of those.
Oh,
I only had top left.
Oh.
I had none.
I had those.
They're awesome.
I went outside and played.
I gave all mine to Matt.
Bubble wrap guy.
Gross.
This is bubble wrap. Jizz in my pants.
You think you could recreationally pop that guy's... Bullshits on his face?
Bullshits. Yo, what are those bullshits on your face?
What's the fucking bullshit on your
or
face?
Or just walk around with like darts and throw it at
Oh, that's what I was thinking. Shit. He should work at like the boardwalk. Throw darts at me.
Wow.
Win a prize.
It'd be better just follow him down the street throwing darts. He just goes, stop it.
Enough.
Leave my tumors alone.
No.
It's not the tomb. Oh, yeah, it is.
I'm just trying to garden, guys. Leave me alone. It's not a shut the fuck up. Yes, it is, you fucking liar.
Wow.
Yep, because I'm incredibly grossed out now.
Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm. A Texas mom faces child endangerment charges after police say she was found naked and eating ice cream inside a drugstore after leaving her three children alone in a wrecked car.
Wow.
34-year-old Stephanie Dillard faces one count of child endangerment after police say her car collided with a Houston bus on Friday afternoon.
One count.
Her three children, ages 5, 12, and 16, were in the car at the time, and all three suffered minor injuries, including a large gash over the eye of the youngest.
Damn.
After the wreck, she got out of the car, walked away, leaving the children alone. Then she allegedly walked into a nearby CVS drugstore, started taking off her clothes while she ate ice cream.
So it was pretty hot out.
Hold on. Did she get the ice cream from the CVS, or did she stop somewhere, get ice cream, then go to the CVS?
Yeah. I would imagine she got it from the CVS.
She didn't take her medication, Sheila says.
The real question is, as she got out of the car, did she turn behind her and go, deuces, bruh, and
went deuces and
got
her ice cream?
I think she got in the accident and just went, oh, fuck this, walked away.
Nothing ice cream can't fix.
Mom, my eye. Shut up. I'm eating a good humor.
I think she funny. Turned around and said, tell anybody and I'll fucking kill you.
And that's her right.
Oh,
what
else? Of course.
What is Queen Latifah doing?
Of course. We all knew she was a redhead.
Natural.
Look at that neckline thing.
She got like six.
How many of them?
She got six gullets.
her neck actually, like in this picture, kind of looks like a swirled chocolate.
You know what it is? Like, she used to
chocolate vanilla swirl.
She used to wear them fucking gold rings around her neck to stretch it out.
She's big actually mama? Like a reverse stereotype. She has a huge upper lip and a tiny little bottom lip.
If you squint real hard, her face looks like a cock with a bad weave.
Wow.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
I just finished. Anybody else?
Sploosh. All right. Just for the record, I would.
Okay.
Ew.
Are those the burnt cupcakes?
You could
smell them.
I smell burning.
She has a huge upper lip, a tiny bottom lip, but yet I could probably get elbow deep in her nostrils.
Oh.
Gross.
Sounds ashy.
So
sounds
that's what's happening ashy. In Texas.
Yikes.
So she got naked. Now, here's the thing. We can take a guess here. Go around. How much do you think that woman weighs? Just based on her face shape.
I got a good answer.
Hmm?
250.
250?
Yeah,
at least.
250, yeah.
I'm going with 320.
She could be up in the threes, I think.
Nah,
she's probably got one of them huge, wide loads.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes.
True. I'm pretty sure she's going to be around like 205.
She's got a mega dumper.
Like one of those shelf dumpers.
She is probably built like a toilet.
No, she's probably built,
shit.
She's built like a, what's a good one? Like
brick
a lamp.
House.
She's got like a tiny like midsection,
yes.
But these huge
bazoongas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
I wouldn't mind taking a leg drop.
She's got a honky tonk batonka truck.
Yikes.
Oh, Lord.
She's beautiful for
now,
big,
was
for
it
a large
confirmed at all if all the kids are from the same dad?
Mm. Oh, shit.
Well, judging by the age differences, I'd say no.
I'm pretty
I'm
sure.
Probably right.
Are the children biracial? Because if they are, then that means she has a big fat ass.
Wow.
Yep.
You were racist, man.
Yeah, you just crashed and burned on like that. Yeah. Shit, you're going
to
get your ass kicked by some
serious
brothers.
I want you
brothers.
To leave right
Done.
Now.
Done.
You're going to get your ass kicked by some brothers.
God. Hey, fellers.
Yes.
In my opinion, she's worse looking than Tumor Face.
Oh, my God.
On some Christ. Level, she's less attractive than Tumor.
But one way or another,
is
they're both going to be outside working the farm.
Is it me or does her left eye look
she
bigger than her right eye?
Yes.
It agriculture. Is a little bit. She might be a little high though in the picture.
Oh well, that's a
problem. She actually does look like she got a little blazed up.
That's
a little,
awful.
A little blizzy on there.
Yeah,
she's
got the puffy eyes.
Her eyes look like she's ready for a fucking King of the Castle challenge.
Derek looks like he's bored.
Nah, I'm just tired.
Oh, I'm sorry, Derek. Are we keeping you up?
Yeah,
you
what
are.
The hell? Actually, you know why he's tired? Because he had to squeeze into that hot rod shirt.
Wow.
there was a break time in the middle of it. It got over his head. He's just okay.
Wow. Oh,
I need a sandwich.
I need a sandwich.
I gotta make sure I fill it out and impress the guys.
I need a sandwich and a pillow.
I had to take a nap halfway through.
Give me another story, Derek.
Well, I'll keep it in with Texas. There was a woman who got a $1.3 million electric bill.
What?
Wow.
What the fuck was this bitch doing?
Hang on one second. Before we continue, let me guess. She died like 10 years ago.
No.
Oh.
I'm going to say she left all of her lights and electronics on.
For how long?
For 2.5 years.
Is this like a 1 month bill or is this,
this
like
is
an
1 month bill? $1,381,783.92.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
It's got to be a typo.
Okay, what's your guess?
I'm thinking it was summertime, but yet she left her Christmas lights on.
Oh, shit.
So she had the air conditioner and the Christmas lights going. And poof, there
right,
you go.
Matt?
I'm going to say that there was just a malfunction with the watt counting device on her house.
Oh,
go for it. Now give us the answer.
Wait, MJ, hello.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Chronic masturbator with a rechargeable dildo.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Derek?
Can you imagine if that's right?
A lot.
Instead of being charged 9 cents per kilowatt hour, they charged her $1,000 per kilowatt hour.
So Matt, so why are you giving the Sabu gear?
Can you imagine? Did you probably sent them the story?
Mm. No. No, that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Do you think she opens? She goes, ugh, I'll make payments.
No, it's just a mistake.
Now, can I go on the budget plan?
You can't actually expend that much electricity in a month.
Now, some of us don't live with our parents, and we pay bills. Yeah. So what would you do if you opened that electric bill?
Probably break down and cry.
I'm with Derek.
Well, what's your highest electric bill, Kevin?
Ever?
Yeah.
It was $450.
Steve?
How much is our
Jane.
Bill? Hey, what was our largest electric bill ever?
What?
$1,375 for 1 month.
Air conditioning.
Yeah, well, there's also 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people living in the house.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That was legitimately a month's worth of electricity.
Yeah, I was taking care of my older in-laws.
Damn. I think, wasn't there a partial including of like the previous bill or something you said?
Partial, some shit.
Yeah. It was like 700 legit.
Wow.
MJ, what was your highest bill?
Somewhere about high 500s.
Matt?
I think ours goes into like the threes sometimes.
I got it.
Sean, what was your parents' highest bill?
I don't know. My mom opens the mail.
Hang on, let me call her. Mommy?
Mom?
I'm in the new place, signed up for the budget plan.
Yeah.
$19 a month.
$19 for electric?
Yeah.
Here's Kev saying, I pay the bills. $19 a month.
I'm on the budget plan. I pay $193.
Wait, what is the budget plan?
I think it's going to come back to bite me in the ass because I think they do it based on the average of what's been used previously.
Yeah.
And I moved into a house that hadn't been lived in 2 years.
Wow. Well, that'll do it.
So I signed up based on the first month's bill, which was $43.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it set my rate at $19.
So
once I close the account, I'm going to owe thousands.
Wow.
Well, no, they update it every couple months. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they do.
But
my highest was in the 600s, and I have a 2-bedroom apartment.
Do you have a fully electric apartment?
Was that? Yeah.
See, that was the thing for me and James when we moved into this Hazlet one was the first time we ever had a house that was fully electric everything.
Oh, I'm sorry. We had gas. I'm
lying. Oh, no, well, that's a shocker.
I have you all beat for the cheapest at one time.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure I have the cheapest electric bill in the world.
Yeah, no. Got zero. I think I got you beat.
I don't pay anything.
Well, if you had to pay.
Oh, I probably would.
Okay. Well, I live in a rent-controlled apartment. There's heat, hot water, and gas all included. I only paid for electricity. It was $18 a month.
Damn.
Wow. I need to find that place.
Damn. That's $1 better than Kev.
Yo, got you. Kev, you're always getting beat by one.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Was there bill was a million? Short.
Yeah, $1.3 million.
$1.3 million?
$1.3 million.
Thanks. One burger, one inch.
Well, obviously, you shouldn't have to pay this.
No, obviously not.
No.
The shock of seeing something like that.
Yeah.
But if you know how the bills work.
That was the double pun right there.
Yeah.
Shock then electricity, you know shock you.
Exactly.
And it's shocking that you did that.
I had to open that bill and been like, oh, hell no.
I'd be like, oh, there's obviously a mistake. And I would just call them up and be like, hey, you guys made a mistake.
No, I would have called up.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah, I would have called up extremely infuriated and just like went right to like racial slurs and everything I could think of. And then by the end of the conversation, I'd be like, all right, thanks.
Sorry about that. Sorry for misunderstanding.
Okay. Have a great day.
Sorry I exploded there.
So it was $1,000.
No, $1,000.
No.
$1,000 per kilowatt hour.
Instead of
9 cents.
Instead of 9 cents, yeah. So, yeah, it's like it is actually impossible to use that much power.
Yeah. Well, maybe an entire state.
I've got the power.
For one person.
Oh, for one person.
I can see for like an entire city of like 600,000 people.
Yeah. What do you think? Break?
Yeah, let's go to break.
Yeah, let's go to break. Yeah, yeah, yeah. After these messages,
we'll be right back.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
The Aristocrats.
I got a Mac Miller ad going.
Hey, I got a quick question.
Shoot, my friend, shoot.
We've all had our fun drinking and stuff at times, right?
Sure.
Never.
Well, I haven't drank a lot lately, but recently I've been drinking a bit more to get ready for this Saturday's Beer Fest. And it's reminding me that I have a strange habit when I'm really drunk.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I could probably confirm whatever this is going to be.
I'll go to sleep in my bed and wake up on my couch. And I don't know when I make the transition, but at some point in the middle of the night, I'll just get up out of bed.
You're a sleepwalker.
And go to sleep on my couch.
You're a drunk sleepwalker.
You're a sleepwalker that's drunk.
Drunk sleepwalker. So yes. Next time we go drinking, I'll make sure to sleep naked right on your couch.
Wow. It's a little scary, huh?
So has anyone else ever done anything?
I've not remembered coming home, but...
Yeah. I have a story.
Whoa. Uh-oh.
Hey, go on.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, right up to your mouth there, sweetheart.
I have a story.
Like it's Sean's little pink dick.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sheila has the floor.
Oh, shit.
There's been multiple times where I've been drunk.
Yeah.
And I've woken up. I fall asleep on one side of the bed. Sean's on the other side. And I've woken up on the opposite side where he was with no pants on.
Wow.
What?
Sean is a raper.
That's just such a peculiar thing.
She has literally woken up and said, did you rape me?
Like Sean,
that is not a joke. I've actually seriously asked him that
She's
question.
Woken up and said, did you do stuff to me? I'm like, no, I fucking passed out like you did.
Liar.
So I still to this day have no idea those few times that happened, happened.
So either you take your trousers off in your sleep or Sean rapes in his sleep.
You know what?
And then that apparently end up on the other side of the bed.
And Sean, it doesn't matter that you guys are a couple or not. That's rape.
Yeah, that's wrong.
That is a condition where people actually fuck in their sleep.
Yeah, I've done it before, actually, yes. To be honest with you.
Actually, I know a person who does it habitually.
Okay, I'm done.
Habitually?
Yes. Like, to where it's like a problem.
Thank you, Sheila.
And his wife has to, like, wake him up because...
Oh, no, you're
stop,
the wife, right?
Stop it, you're fucking me, huh?
Get your dick out of my house.
Yikes.
I'm just trying to sleep. I wonder if I'm really a sleep raper.
Damn. I've actually done that before. I've actually...
Sleep raper?
I've actually...
Sleep raper.
No, Steve, it doesn't count if you're having sex and you fall asleep.
No, I've legit, groggily woken up and performed and then just went back to sleep. Completely.
Performed.
Sleep raper.
He performed.
I performed.
Like, to the point where the person I did it to didn't even really know what happened.
Well, that's nothing new, though.
That's still rape, by the way.
Oh, no.
It's called sexomnia.
If you're awake...
Yeah. Like,
it's an actual condition?
Yes,
because I've done it. It's only once. It's once where I hardly remembered it. Because I was out of
Someone who used to do the show has sexomnia.
Okay.
Oh, my God. It comes with the show.
Yes.
Fuck.
You might have
now
it.
Now we're narrowing it down.
I might be a raper.
And I think I got who it was before he even said that.
Yeah.
Raper.
And
why does it not surprise me?
Sheila is a very deep sleeper.
Very deep.
So deep.
And unfortunately, Sean can't get as deep in her as she is.
So we got a deep sleeper and deep fucker.
Wow.
Deep sleeper, shallow fucker. I get to the wall sometimes.
So short arms, deep pockets.
You're that or you're really boring in bed?
It's probably both.
Just put them into a deeper sleep.
Yeah.
You're that or you got a bottle of chloroform. Which one is it?
I'd rather not say.
Chloroform, what is it?
It's actually a cologne, I say.
Yeah. It's chloroform.
E-form.
Yeah, real funny sleep
You go to
fucker.
Spray it on your neck and just sprays out.
Yeah.
I know that gag.
So what else? What other drunk stories people have?
Well, do you have any more, sleep fucker?
Sleep raper?
Sleep fucker.
I don't.
Sleep fucker.
But somebody that most people here know, the first time we met this guy...
Kev's house.
So we started playing this game. I never played beer pong at this point before.
Never played gay chicken before.
So we were just playing all night, blacked out, got a text the next morning. He wound up going home with his girlfriend, walked down her hallway, went to bed, woke up, walked back down the hallway, pissed the entire way down the hallway,
nice.
Peed on her floor. Keep in mind, she lived with her parents. Yep.
Was Kev, this? Kevin did it last
wait,
night.
Wait.
Sleep pisser.
Was this?
We played beer pong.
Heavy G?
No. We played beer pong. Who else do I play beer pong with?
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He also has another strange habit where he'll, other than acute alcoholism, he'll get really drunk and he'll start to get hiccups. And he has this weird method stopping it. Sean can demonstrate, but what he tries to do is he plugs his ears and his nose.
He plugs his ears with his thumbs and his nose with his pinkies.
Takes a deep breath and then swallows three times, and he claims it stops hiccups. But to us, it's just the symbol that he's really fucked up. Every time we see that happen, we're like,
so
right.
If like he was a wrestler, he was coming down the ring, that's what he would do, like as his
signature
pose.
Signature, yeah.
Okay,
but it's not just at like someone's house. He does this in public too.
Like, we'll be at the all-time famous Ted's Tavern, and you just see him sitting on the stool like that. And you're like, oh.
Was that raw burger?
He's drunk.
Tom's woke up.
Oh,
how about you, man? You got any good drunk stories?
I don't get drunk.
One time I had two beers.
No, I did. I did get drunk once when I was like a teenager.
And you had to piss really bad, didn't you?
No. I actually got sick. Went home, went to sleep, woke up, was hungover.
I got drunk once that former Aristocrat Craig and my cousin lit fireworks off at the foot of my bed.
Oh,
and I didn't
boy.
Wake up.
Wow.
They thought I was dead. Well, I wasn't.
Jesus. What about you,
I was
Steve?
Just really drunk.
The weirdest thing I ever did probably was...
You puked 10 years ago.
No, the time all right. I don't want to open up old wounds, but there was a time I got completely wasted.
AKA and, three beers.
Whatever amount of beers or alcohol.
I smelled a Coors Light.
But one of my friend's girlfriend's cleavage was hanging out, and I was staring
boy.
At them.
Oh, boy.
And then I just started crying. Do you remember this, Derek?
Does this involve me?
Yeah. Yes.
You don't remember this?
I think I do.
Oh, well, let's not remember it now. MJ, what do you got?
You don't remember that? It was weird.
I think I do.
I actually was creeped out afterwards.
I'm creeped out now. I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
He was creeped out.
Why were you crying?
That's why I'm creeped out. I don't know. All I remember was saying, I looked at my friend's girlfriend's boobies.
It was at my house,
yes.
Right?
I think it was just like when somebody gets so moved by a work of art.
Yes.
No, it had nothing to do with that at all. It didn't. It
she
was
wasn't
just,
that much of a work of art.
Well, she is
but the
now.
Thing was, Derek, is you remember that night. I think you remember that night.
Yes.
That was, we
believe
drinking.
A lot happened that night.
We were drinking before sundown and drank till about 11 o'clock the next morning.
Yeah.
And then you went to work.
Yeah,
so
I seem
ridiculous.
To remember going to work and everyone
who
was still
who are you guys?
House.
We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah.
That was also the same night that former aristocrat Eric was choking on a Dorito.
Yes.
And Matt was combing his hair in the bathroom.
No, I was shitting.
Whatever you were doing.
Well, that's totally
was like,
different.
I got to puke.
Yeah, he's banging on the door like, I got to throw up. And Matt's like, oh, I'm taking a dump.
Matt's just like, wow, wow.
Yeah.
No, okay. And then,
it's awesome.
Then he went out and he projectile
out, yes.
vomited on your
he
front lawn.
We were making mudslides from like the Friday's mudslide thing.
Yes.
Yay.
And then finally, Eric was just like, you know, fuck this. So he just started drinking the mudslide mix. And he drank like the whole thing. And he puked the entire thing out like 3 feet into the.
Not more than that. It went from your front porch to the almost
It was
the
like
street.
14 feet.
Yeah.
It was like 14 feet because he showed me where he was standing and where it landed.
Yeah. And I went out with him because, you know, I was worried. And mm-hmm. I saw him puking. And I was like, whoa.
Don't puke on the furniture. Yeah.
Wait, let me get my camera phone.
A lot of weird, awesome stuff happened in your house.
Camera phones didn't exist back
then. Like, I used to like basically sleep with your dog and let it hump me.
Yeah.
Steve. I'm really regretting asking you.
That you wish you hung out with me back in the day.
I don't.
You do?
I do.
I was amazing.
I would love to remember.
I was amazing.
I got a few pretty wacky
I want to hear MJ's.
Vomiting
I hear MJ's.
Stories.
I want to hear MJ's. I'd love to hear what this old man does.
Wow.
Old man.
Thank you.
He was a Marine. He's probably got some ridiculous drinking
I
stories.
I do have, but I'm keeping those
so
to a later date.
So there was
his
penis?
But,
All right. Whatever, you're married. Move on.
So back in the day when I was dating this girl that was my neighbor that lived next door to me, I was about to go out on a dinner
Who
date
does
with her.
That?
And she had an older brother who was a very bad influence, drinking, drugs, all that good stuff.
Sounds like a hoot.
And we were going out. She was upstairs getting ready to go out. We were about to go out in like a half an hour. And I'm downstairs with her older brother and a friend of his. And we're playing pinball machine, and old school pinball machine. And we're playing... So we decided to make a little game out of it. There was an area the pinball machine was very hard to get into.
Mm.
And get the ball up in the air to get extra points and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
So we made a game out of it. So every
it sounds
time
like an extreme story.
It is. Oh, once we got the ball up in the air, we took a shot. We were drinking Black House. So all of a sudden, we all became like pinball wizards. And we kept getting the balls up in this area. And matter of then 10 minutes, we finished the bottle of Black House. Now, I'm ripped. I'm supposed to go out dinner with my girlfriend. And go upstairs to the kitchen, and I forgot to mention that she's deaf as well.
Wow.
Yes.
I used to hook up with a deaf girl, too.
So
that makes the story. Okay,
yes.
Go on. Now
okay.
I'm interested.
So I'm going upstairs. Well, I'm stumbling upstairs.
Yeah, she couldn't hear you coming.
And she couldn't hear me coming. And her brother's he felt so bad because he knew I was going out with dinner, and he's like propping me up against the counter, and I just kept on falling over and like hitting the floor, and eventually I just hit the floor. And I last thing I remember before I blacked out is her coming downstairs, and she can't talk, obviously, but she was going, meep, meep, meep.
What was it, Beaker?
She was yelling at him, like throwing hands in his face, but she was like, meep, 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 meep.
She would give him the shit.
So you know sign language?
Yes.
Awesome. Did you learn it because of her?
Yes.
Wow.
It's awesome.
How else are you going to talk to her?
Exactly.
So basically, all you really need to know is this.
And this.
Yeah. Well, we used to have crazy parties at Kev's house. I remember just... was that it?
Are you done? You're done.
That was it.
Oh, I thought that was your climax. You couldn't go any higher than that.
He's over.
If you kept going, I was going to start playing pinball with you.
That was the finish.
There was a time where we got really drunk really quick. And I remember just telling Kev to punch me in the head as hard as he could. Like, wow. No, that's right in the floor.
That was worth interrupting his...
Yeah.
I was interested in that story.
Really?
Yeah. I wanted to see where it was going.
Oh.
That's pretty much it.
That was it. So Kev... Kev.
Now I really want to hear about you getting punched in the head. Come on.
Kev punches me. Knocks me out.
Wow.
And now I... You know
he
how
asked
like,
for it.
Yeah, I did. It's my own fault. You get like those tension headaches, but they're always in the same fucking spot where he punched me.
I gave him a hemorrhage.
Hammerhead.
I was at a party one time, and there was this girl. We'll just call her Pig. And she was throwing up in the toilet.
Like Miss Piggy?
Yeah. So she's throwing up, and she's just like she's in the bathroom, won't get off the bathroom floor, hunched over the toilet. And people have got to piss, you know. You drink, you piss. It happens. So rather than take the time to go up the stairs to the other bathroom, this guy decides he's just going to piss on the girl.
So he
starts unloading a hot bladder all over her back. And
golden showers.
And then walks out of the bathroom and goes, "Guys, I just pissed on this fat girl in here." And this other guy we were with was like, "Oh, man, I got to see this." So he tiptoes into the bathroom. He starts pissing on her.
What?
She's completely out.
And then at that point, she's yelling, "Sal, stop it. Somebody's pissing on me." So he then runs out of the bathroom and then casually walks back and goes, "Oh, my God, people are peeing on you. This is terrible. Let me help you up." And he helps
Gross.
Her out of the bathroom.
Gross animals.
Speaking of,
it's fantastic.
Kev's old house was like a frat house for people not in college.
Okay, all
it
right.
was great. Like when I first met, do you want? Oh, no, I'm sorry.
So
go
it was
ahead.
Like a fail.
Yeah,
house.
I'm no, go ahead. More
I
interesting.
I had really sticky floors.
Speaking really of floors. Deaf girlfriends, I laid down in the crow.
Thank you for interrupting me, Fizz.
With a deaf girl who said, "Do anything you want with me, but don't have sex with me." Yeah.
Ha.
Meep.
That had nothing to do with alcohol.
Did she
no,
give
no
you,
nothing to do with alcohol.
Did she give you hearing aids?
No.
Well, first it starts as hearing HIV.
Oh, man.
But I remember when I first met Kev, we would just like start drinking on like a Friday. Then, you know, a week would go on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Done for the week. Monday, 6 o'clock comes around. "What are you doing?" "Nothing." "What are you doing?" "Let's hang out." Next thing you know, Monday turns into Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and it turns into Friday through Friday every week.
Wow.
So when do you guys start fucking?
About 3 a.m.
Cool. After Sean was knocked out.
You know, we never fucked. There was a lot of fucking that went on in that house.
There was.
A lot of strange people. We had a basement just with like a fucking filthy old couch in it.
And so that was like the smush room.
People would just disappear down there. People that shouldn't have been going down there together would just end up down there together.
Like two
you
boys?
Just, you would just see two people walking down. Everyone goes, "Oh, no."
It was the cum piss room.
Oh, dude, it was. That house was ridiculous.
I miss it.
It was ridiculous. I got a story one time. We were doing a drinking game. One of those ones with cards where you have to drink whatever's in the middle. Mm. And the more we drank, the more my buddy thought it'd be a good idea to start having like whatever the penalty drink was. Be a shot of Everclear.
Okay. Oh. All right.
Yeah. I end up to the point where I can't speak like a sophisticated human being. I'm just talking in grunts. according to Janella, I sounded like...
That's what you
He's
sounded
unstoppable.
Like?
I sounded like I should have been following it up
mics?
With "What a Rush." I woke up with highlighter yellow stains going down my pants and onto my shoes, which I came to find out is that means you threw up bile,
yes.
Which means I had alcohol poisoning.
Yes.
But the big problem with the story is I ruined a brand new pair of shoes that I just stole the night before. Yeah. There was a couple having sex on the beach in Union Beach, and they left their shoes up, but you know, just before the sand. And I walk them like,
"Ooh, same size.
Hey, they're fucking. Hey, those are my shoe size." So I just picked them up and left with them, and then threw up all over them and threw them out the next day.
Wow,
damn.
Were they good for that one day?
Yeah.
Do you remember when you ruined that girl's tarot cards?
What?
On Halloween?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So this was a Halloween party. First picture, Kev, in a giant penguin costume.
With a bow tie.
With a bow tie.
Boner tie.
People are just like wrestling around. Everyone's really drunk. Kev jumps off the arm of the couch.
Well, hold on. This girl all night had been getting real into like doing these tarot readings for people. These fucking stupid tarot readings. Yeah. And she's like, cards, right. So we end up in a fucking dog pile on the couch. Fall off the couch.
No. It didn't just fall off the couch. Kev jumps on the arm of the chair and proceeds to jump and land on his back on top of everybody. Winds up there's so many people. Just goes boing. Lands on this fucking coffee table full of beer, ruins these cards, and the girl is just distraught.
You don't fuck with tarot cards.
No.
Well, one time I started passing out, and Derek gave me his bat wing. Put it on my face.
That's what? Right.
Is what?
So next story. Now I'm uncomfortable. And we're the gay ones.
I do have a good Marine story, but it's not about me.
Oh.
It's about a buddy of mine.
Okay, a buddy of yours.
Buddy of mine.
Air quotes. Yeah. Okay.
His name is Johnny. He was from Chicago.
Sure.
Total Irishman.
We called him Chicago Johnny.
Now he's got a background story.
That's what we called him.
Huh. And, Marines aren't very clever.
Yeah. We just kill motherfuckers.
So he had a habit of videotaping a lot of things, of having sex with girls to drunken stupors.
Okay.
But the best one that he ever recorded was he comes in late night. He's already drunk. And he has a full bottle of vodka. And his roommate, fellow Marine, is already sleeping in the bunk. He just comes in, plops on the bed, turns on the video camera, aims it at himself, turns on all the lights. You hear his little bitch roommate, he's like, Johnny, turn the lights on. He goes, shut the fuck up. So he cracks the bottle. He starts drinking. It guzzles the entire bottle. Right before he gets to the very end of the bottle, he throws up into the bottle and then drinks it back down again.
Whoa.
No.
And then for about 4 to 5 minutes, just staring into the camera so blankly because he's so fucked up at this point. And then he starts taking the empty bottle and starts throwing it from hand to hand like this. And at one point in time, he actually drops the bottle, and then he's going through the motion like he's still throwing it from hand to hand. And so then he realizes he picks it back up, hits himself in the head with the bottle, and passes out. And then at the very end of the video, you see his roommate like all sleepy-eyed, going across the room, and shut the camera off, shut the light off.
So when at this point did he get with the roommate while sleeping?
Well.
And bazinga.
Wow.
All right, I'm
didn't have
right.
Wishful thinking.
Good call.
Wishful thinking.
Derek, got any stories for us?
Whoops.
Farted. You do.
Chinese football fan, 26 years young, dies after going 11 nights without sleep as he watched every single Euro 2012 match.
You mean...
Yeah, I wanted to clarify football.
Football.
Oh, did he get a world record?
Then he deserves to die. Dibble.
Wait, is he a Chinese person that likes football or a person that likes Chinese football?
A Chinese person who is a football fan.
Hey, there's enough of those sumbitches running around.
Yeah, we don't need any of those.
Yeah, big deal. They probably just scooped up, put him with the rest of them.
It should happen more often.
Hey, does Chinese football leave you unsatisfied about football 20 minutes after?
So wait a minute. He watched for how many hours straight?
For 11 nights without sleep.
Jesus.
Oh, no, that's not world record. I think it's 14.
14.
Wait a minute. So he died from sleep deprivation?
Deprivation.
Just exhaustion.
Let's try that again.
So let's go back to the college shit again.
He died of exhaustion.
I didn't go to fucking college, you pussy.
Derek, you called me a pussy.
I know. You are.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
Come at me, bro.
Even I got a degree in cooking. I mean, come on.
Get away from me, bro. So wait,
I had
so he was eating and stuff, but he just died because he didn't fall asleep?
Exhaustion, yeah.
Dad.
Shut down, died.
I don't get that. How do you die from not sleeping?
Because you do.
Your
body needs rest.
It just shuts down.
Well, you see, Steven.
I would expect you to fall asleep before you die.
What happens is, when you don't sleep, all your dreams stay in your brain. And then your brain eventually will explode.
Yeah.
No, see, the thing to
into
me...
Into a rainbow.
There's got to be...
That's how rainbows are formed.
There's got to be something else, because that doesn't make any fucking sense.
It says, the effect of alcohol and tobacco combined with chronic exhaustion was to blame for his death.
Yeah.
As it weakened his immune system.
Yeah, exactly. He's... If you are...
But, but the thing I'm trying to say is, eventually, especially after, even 2 days, you would just close your eyes and fall asleep.
I don't know if it would even matter.
Well, I mean, his eyes were probably already halfway closed.
That's true. So that makes it easier to fall asleep. Derek, do you see what I'm saying here? When I'm extremely tired, I don't care if I'm watching something or not, I pass the fuck out and go to sleep.
Well, that's why the Chinese are better than us. That's why we got to stay
vigilant.
Yeah, man, he was drinking alcohol. He was probably drinking Red Bull and shit.
How old is he?
He's probably doing things to keep himself 26. Up.
Actually, you probably heard the Aristocrats show a couple weeks ago when Kev and Sean were drinking those super pump fucking things.
Yeah. There's Svedka pumps.
Yes.
I want to hear about someone dying because they listened to every single episode of the Aristocrats from 2005 until now.
That would take well over a week.
All the way through. Exactly.
Well, Shapiro hasn't showed up in a couple weeks. He might be gone.
Yeah,
he
when
might
is be. That loser? Seriously. Can we do the Brian Shapiro friggin' make fun of him 5 minutes?
Well, it's probably
I would rather do the Brian Shapiro Memorial Show.
the Shap Cup. The B Shap.
I don't know how to do the Kaddish or the Kiddish or whatever, so I can't.
B Shap.
The prayer for the dead, you know?
Brian, if you're out there, I hope you died of autoerotic asphyxiation.
Mm. Ooh.
I don't.
We'll sing Ave Maria for him.
David Carradine died of that.
Who the hell was that?
Oh, did he?
Kung Fu
no,
Theater.
No, he did not Have die of that. We already covered this.
The Yakuza framed him to make him look bad.
Stop.
It wasn't the Yakuza.
It was the triad.
It was the Yakuza.
So is anyone familiar with this lady's story?
No.
Is it a woman?
It's a man. It is a man. You can tell by the lips.
No.
It has a penis.
Nope. A woman.
Uh-huh.
Time out. Just for the record, I want a tattoo on my face like that. Go ahead, go.
I don't think it's real.
I've already got one like that.
There you go.
She is 32 years young.
Almost as old as me.
And she was caught making a sex tape with...
Okay.
Child.
John Stamos.
Time out. Star Wars Kev.
If you know the thing, then don't say it.
I don't. This is becoming a bit. This is good.
Fuck. I feel like it's going to be like an underage... No. I'm going... It's going to be something animal.
Mm-hmm.
Horse is too obvious. I'm gonna say, dog.
Dog.
Nope. Dog. It's gonna be the main character from It's Pat.
Okay. Wow. Anyway, Steve,
I'm gonna go. Seriously?
Yes.
African American midget.
Okay.
I'll go kid.
Kid.
Yeah, I was gonna say like a toddler.
Well, it was a 16-year-old.
Oh, that's
it was
toddler.
A boy.
I was older than you.
It was also her son.
Oh!
No!
That was so close.
Hey, I wish I had her as a mom.
Maybe he was just trying to get back in.
A woman who made a sex tape with her teenage son after they were reunited after 15 years apart claims their relationship was not incest, but a case of genetic attraction.
So she was just
Holy
making up
shit.
For not being there.
Pretty
that,
much.
That brings new meaning to the phrase, come to mama.
Yeah, they were going all in.
Misty Rebecca Atkinson.
You got any other pictures of this, bro?
Yes, I do.
Please.
She was sentenced to 4 years and 8 months behind bars.
That's it?
Yeah, in California. It came after she was found in a motel room with the 16-year-old boy who had recorded his mother giving him oral sex on his phone.
Okay. I want to go around the room. I want to go around the room. Same order as before.
Ooh. Okay.
Same
order.
That
fat
arm. Yeah. Ew.
Nope. She's got a hell of a bicep.
She's got 24-inch pythons.
All right, leave that picture right there.
Okay.
I want to go around the room starting with Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
A simple yes or no, if you would or wouldn't.
Wait, is it my mom?
Can I put a different picture up?
Exactly. She is my mom.
That chick is your mom.
Wait, 1 second. Can I put a different picture up?
Yes.
Oh,
that
no.
one is going to
oh,
ruin
no.
it.
No. Oh, no. Wait, right there, she doesn't
I want
look
this bad. One up.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Where are her eyebrows?
Who cares?
Oh, nah, I want
she
this
drew
them
back
oh,
up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now it's
roar.
It's just looking more and more like a dream.
Why did she look so different in the first picture?
I have no idea.
It's voodoo. MySpace photo, bro.
Good
MySpace.
It's voodoo, man. It's Facebook voodoo.
It's Instagram, dude.
She's got a big, thick ass.
Are these from all her Craigslist ads?
Who do you think made the first move? Like, she picks up the kid. She's like, I haven't seen you in 15
years.
She
totally did.
And he's like, suck my dick.
Well, okay. Genetic
attraction. So,
or is she like, come to mama, baby. Let me get that dick in my mouth.
She's probably like, I hope your dick's as big as daddy's.
Damn.
Oh, come here. Come for mama.
Well, her quote is, I don't feel like I should have the charge of incest because there is something called genetic attraction that is a very powerful phenomenon. That happens to 50% of people becoming reunited with long-lost relatives.
Mm-hmm. So which one of her uncles used that excuse on her?
Exactly.
See, like, right there, it really it's just, like, the hair that kind of, like, makes her unattractive.
Yeah, because she looks like...
She don't look like...
80s.
I don't know, it's the red pants that do it for me. But Kev,
red pants are fine.
Start
it's
with
like
you.
Peggy Bundy met a crack whore.
Yeah.
Well, start with you. Simply yes or no.
And she's my mom?
She's your mom. It's the same exact situation.
But I hadn't seen her in 15 years.
Same exact situation.
Oh, my God.
Am I drinking?
No. You're 16.
I couldn't do it.
No?
If it was that one picture, one back, I would do it.
Sean?
No.
No.
Yes.
That one. Yes. Yeah. If she looked like that one all the time, yes.
What the
fuck? Well, if you hovered over her,
she looks good there.
That well, yeah, because you can only see one of her eyes, her nose, and her mouth.
I just think of the R-A-W-W-W-W-R-R-R.
You could just say it.
MJ?
No.
Oh, you're a fucking liar.
Matt?
No.
You fucking faggots, Derek.
Absolutely we're the not. Faggots.
So I'm
we're
the only the one.
Yes, because you're a fucking weirdo.
See, the situation is, I wouldn't do that to my mother. But if that was my mother, all right.
But that's still your mother.
Right. It's still supposed to be your mother. If you lost one of your children for 15 years and they came back to you, would you put your penis in?
No.
Talk about this, Steve.
Well, there you go. That's the same scenario.
Wow. Nice question, psychopath. Ugh.
It's maybe, the same
maybe if
scenario.
She was like 45 or something, then you'd be like, oh, you know what? Yeah, it's not that bad. She's only a year older than us. And she looks like that.
That is true. She looks like she's in her 40s.
She tracked him down through Facebook.
Oh, that's even creepier.
And his relatives that he was living with saw some inappropriate back and forth between them on Facebook.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then they were caught in the motel.
She was looking. She was just looking for a dickin'.
She wanted the dick.
Well, apparently.
Well, she sought it out.
And he's underage, so there's no pictures of him, right?
No.
Yeah. And where was this?
Gay.
This is in California.
California.
Oh, not really surprised.
What if he was 18?
It's still incest.
She got bars on the window, so he couldn't get out.
That's right.
You're stuck.
Or what if they met on the internet and they didn't know?
Then that's just the one of the. You know.
I think that's actually happened before.
Yeah,
I'm sure it has.
I think it's
has.
Just one of the plots from
like
Joe
brothers
Dirt.
And sisters that fucked not knowing they're brothers and sisters. Like yeah. Joe Dirt
your
bullshit.
Sister.
Well, Luke Skywalker and Leia Organa,
right.
They kissed.
That's
and,
right.
Yeah, and Marty McFly and his mother.
That's right.
That's right.
But he knew.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh boy. Oh boy.
Well, like let's admit, Marty McFly's mother was a whore.
She was.
She was hot.
She was.
She was pretty damn
she
hot.
Was coming in for it.
She was.
And then he got Parkinson's.
She wow. Liked booze, right. Cigarettes, and dick.
She's like, she Calvin did. Klein, give me that tongue in my throat.
Her breath, her breath smelled like cigarette butts and Marty McFly dick.
But she would give it up to anybody except Biff Tannen.
That's right.
Yes.
Get your damn hands off her.
Nobody wants Biff.
No Biff. Well, now it's time to scare Sean again.
Oh, great. Can't fucking
yay.
Wait.
Okay. That's not hard to do.
That's already happening right now with this picture.
Well, in Boulder, I'm guessing Colorado, because I can't imagine
like.
There's another.
Probably one in
there's
Montana.
A boulder in his room. His name is Matt.
a cat, a pet cat, and a dead squirrel have tested positive for
AIDS.
Let's go around.
Kevin.
Tested positive.
For.
What was it again? A cat and a dead squirrel?
A pet cat and a dead squirrel were both tested positive for something. That's going to scare Sean.
Mm. Having a fun time.
That is okay. Sean, what
bad salt. Bad salt.
Okay. Steve?
Oh, my God. Was the cat naked and eating the squirrel?
I'm going to go with avian bird flu.
Ooh, good one.
Crabs.
Okay. Crabs?
Good one, Kevin.
Thanks for going with the comedy. Matt?
The bath salt amphetamine sounds good, but I'll go with AIDS.
Bubonic plague.
Yes. Yes.
Sean is out. The cat, which lived in Boulder, Colorado, blah, 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 tested positive for the bubonic plague after its owner took it to the Humane Society and had it checked out by veterinarians.
What the hell is a bubonic plague?
Tell me they fucking put that sumbitch, decapitated that sumbitch at, you know, fucking point.
It was successfully treated with antibiotics.
Yeah, that's the thing about bubonic plague. It's easily treated now, I know.
Sir, your cat has a bubonic...
bubonic plague killed, like,
millions of
600
fucking people.
Million people.
You know, Ring Around the Rosie is actually about the bubonic plague.
Yeah, but now it's simple fucking medicine that can cure it.
Yeah. I just wanted to scare Sean.
No.
So there's a cat which already terrifies me. Dead. And it has some kind of deadly disease.
The first two signs of it are a mole and a pimple.
That's right. Closely related. The closer they are, the worse off you are.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. And you're less than 6 inches apart.
I hear
less. You're less than 6 inches long.
I hear...
That means you are, too.
I got girth, man.
Fuck.
I hear you're more susceptible to bubonic plague if you're an Italian Disney fan.
That is very true. And butthole AIDS.
Butthole AIDS.
And sleep fucking.
And if you dress like a complete
sleep
faggot for no reason.
If you constantly wear shirts to show your nipples.
Ooh, that was just personal.
Mm.
That was mean.
Yeah, whatever.
Boop.
Anywho.
just pulls his nipples out.
I don't think the shirt is gay at all, Derek.
Dude, your high beams are so on.
That is seriously.
They're always
they just
on.
Activated.
Are you sure they're not just more pimples?
I like saying you got your brights on.
I like saying your fucking nipples are hard.
You can see them nips.
Anybody? Anybody? No? No? No takers? No? Mm?
Yeah. Some people in England are giving Prozac to dogs to control their behavior.
Oh, I could use that for you know, some dog that I know.
How do you feel about that, Kevin?
Not your dog.
You got a dog. Would you give a Prozac-like drug to your dog to calm her down?
Depends. Is my dog being an asshole?
Mm. If your dog ate an entire couch.
Shit. She also ate a bottle of off. And so I think she learned her lesson.
Oh, that was fun. Let's next. This sucks.
To me, Prozac is the kind of thing that they would start giving animals and then say, maybe we should try this on people.
Hmm. Well, so you think they went the wrong way with that, huh?
Yeah. Well, under Obamacare, you won't be allowed to.
That's true.
You with the fucking politics. No, Sheila's dog is fucking asshole.
Wow.
He eats like full-on batteries.
You asshole. Wow.
Does not care.
No.
He could use a fucking Prozac.
And just shits out battery acid.
Big
smoking, smoldering holes in the yard.
He's eating everything.
He's like, I go pick up that shit.
I had a junkyard dog at the end of my street that would eat pizza and beer daily and rocks. And
wait, are you talking about an animal or like a big black guy?
And it would eat them cakes?
JVD.
It was a black lab. No, I would throw rocks up in the air and he would just catch them in his mouth, crunch them up and eat them.
Nice.
Did he do lots of crawling headbutts?
Which are stupid.
Oh, shit.
Yes. I never understood why he was over.
SNC.
You know, SNC. You know how hard that is to sell? Mm. And make it not click shit?
Yeah, because it hurts.
It's physically impossible.
Anyway.
Don't do that stupid shit where you roll over after I hit you with the headbutt. I hate when people do that.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Yeah. It's called selling.
Yeah,
you fucking idiot.
Come on.
The fuck was that?
He's dead.
All right, what do you got, Derek? What else is happening in the world?
What else do I get?
What is happening in the world of news?
You guys are going through these.
Derek, I sent you.
Give me my Asian girl. Come on.
Oh, I forgot about your Asian
girl. Forgot about it.
Wait, before you go to the Asian girl, do you have any top 10 shit?
Give me the lady from Walmart.
No, I haven't done one of those in a while. I was bringing those in like every week for a while.
Yeah.
Do you have any cartoon songs backwards?
No.
What were we going to do? We were going to do another one, right?
No, I don't want to play any of these because Matt's going to win them all.
Oh, we were going to do TV shows.
No, I had an idea.
Oh, good.
Okay.
I love to hear it.
I had an idea.
Disco songs
we could do
backwards.
Another run of wrestlers' themes, another like 20 of them backwards, right?
But beforehand,
I'll
we slit your throat.
I'll do it by myself, and everybody will go in another room, and we'll just fire right through them, and we'll time me, and then we'll do everybody else and see if anybody can beat me.
So not only will you beat us, you'll beat us quicker than we would. Awesome. This sounds like such a great idea. I'm not going to kill my self-esteem
Matt
at all.
Matt just loves putting himself over.
Hello, Jim.
I did get a comment that we should have done more current wrestlers.
Why?
I don't know, because this guy's retarded.
Whoa. Why?
Well, there's not as many like recognizable themes now.
Here's every WWE entrance music. That's it.
Wow.
And I'm surprised that Matt said he would have to hear to know the
that
theme.
Much.
I'm pretty sure it'd just be oh, got it.
Hey, William.
Here's what
I
we
can
do.
Name that tune in three notes.
We play the entrance theme game again, except Matt doesn't get a headset.
Oh, I have to like listen to your guys. Like,
wait, I guess now I think we're on to something. Now we're on to something.
Go beware, guy. Go beware. Fuck.
Or Matt has to do some kind of stunt before he can give his answer.
Stunt. Matt has to stand on his hands.
He has to do the wrestler's finisher.
I have to do a moonsault.
Without hurting anybody's wrist.
Or myself.
Oh, no, it's okay.
MJ, we need you to come back to take the bumps.
Just lay there. Arms in.
Yeah. Just lay still.
Good luck.
Let's do this Chinese girl. Her name is Priscilla Dang.
Oh, shit.
Is that D-E-N-G?
D-A-N-G. Priscilla Dang.
That's the first thing that got me.
A ding dang.
She got a nice little body for an AG.
Let's hear what this cunt has to say.
It's a man, isn't it?
It's really a man. No, I didn't.
I think you did.
Howdy. Oh, yes.
What the hell is this?
Yes.
I can only assume he's the one that groped her.
Yes.
It's like the big hat. Norm McDonald wore.
We buy used cars and groped.
They're teleporting.
We want
you. So the Schwartz guys are
is
what
the
Schwartz online now?
Okay.
I haven't seen him in a while.
A woman out for a run in her own neighborhood says she was groped by one stranger and verbally harassed by another.
Oh, look how they have the county.
It happened on the Patton Parkway path in Vancouver last Friday between 94th and Gleason
Washington.
Road. KT's Megan Cockstein's live in that area tonight.
Cockstein.
Fought back.
That's like dicks.
Well, Priscilla Dang was hoping that when she saw the guys right out here on the path, that they would simply back away, that they would take off. But things actually escalated pretty quickly, though. Priscilla says that she knew what she was doing because of her background. But when one of the guys actually pulled out a weapon, she says she backed up and then she used one of their bikes as a shield. But she was glad that someone called police.
This is like competition, Brug.
Welcome to the Dang Family Training Ground.
She has like autism. It's amazing.
Oh my God.
Priscilla's been studying martial arts for 18 years.
I'm right there.
You fucked up.
You must die. I alone am best.
Mastering kung fu from her older brother.
We were always learning as a
practicing,
kid.
Practicing, mimicking his movements.
This is Zach Moore's haircut.
Skills to work on the patent parkway path just last
mimicking
Friday
his pompadour.
When she was out for a run, and two teens came up to her on their bikes.
One went in front and made eye contact with me. Like,
I'd fuck her hard.
Like a smirk, kind of.
Put on
like,
some sunglasses. Stop
like
squinting
hi,
at
so
me.
Like a smirk. Okay, the next thing I knew,
she's got
I
like
was
a Justine chin.
Groped from my
she looks like an Asian
Justine.
Yeah.
It does.
So right out on the path, she let the stranger know that wasn't okay.
So I grabbed him and pretty much.
By the dick?
She's even
said, you need to apologize. And he did. He was like,
nah.
You
ripped his dick.
I'm also willing to
it
bet money she's paid.
Oh, wait.
You say you said. Started
here we go.
Swearing at her.
Just made something snap in me. Like, it's not okay. Like, it's so disrespectful.
That's when her kung fu background really kicked in, punching him twice in the face.
He started coming in for a few, and I was lucky enough to dodge his, you know,
I love the dramatic telling.
I came in for another one, and I got him. Good, and I think that upset him.
So after then he gave me a purple Nerf.
Here we go.
Something happened she didn't see coming. She says the teen whipped out a 4-inch blade.
4 inches, she said she's used to that.
Came out, okay, you're back off. Like, don't get so close, you might grab me.
Two people saw
don't
the
get so close, that might actually go inside.
Called 911. Priscilla wasn't hurt, but thinks the teens definitely got the message.
I think they knew they messed with the wrong girl, for sure.
Note to self,
now,
never fuck with Asian bitches.
And 16 years old. We are told that the 16-year-old was released to his parents. As for the 18-year-old, his name is Josiah Sullivan.
Oh, let's just throw it out there.
Tonight he was arrested earlier, but his family says
he's
that he was not around.
As for
evening,
the asshole,
sounds like a Mormon
to
me.
As for the one we can't expose legally.
Recommend people just avoid the confrontations.
You know, if they assume that she knew kung fu, that would be racist.
What they omitted from the story.
Yeah.
Was the 911 call from the passerby?
Yeah.
And it actually went something like this. 911. There's a ninja woman attacking two nice white boys.
Two poor white kids.
A ninja woman.
Please send help.
Have you ever seen that show, Ninja Warrior?
Yeah, I love it. Okay, it's happening. On the road.
And she just hit her finisher, the egg drop soup.
And she's got... there are throwing stars and katana blades everywhere.
And she has big teats.
A large-breasted ninja is assaulting two nice white boys.
So then she handed a fortune cookie to each one of them.
And she used her breasts as weapons.
I felt like it was like Tekken.
She keeps screaming, no ticky, no shirty. Why you no touch woo?
Me cut you long time.
Why you cut woo?
Derivery.
Her mouth is moving, but not going with the words that she's saying.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
I'd let her jerk me off.
I'd probably
happy
just
ending.
Straight up go out with her.
Yeah, Matt, you are weird like that.
I would make a wonderful husband for her.
You want happy ending?
Yikes.
I would ask her to hold an Asian sword to my throat as she violently assaulted my penis.
Wow. Yes. Imagine her kung fu grip.
Oh.
All right. Why you no stab woo?
Nothing.
Oh, you want fuck me? Okay.
You know, fuck me. You fuck woo.
Come at me, bro.
There's some single people here, right?
Yeah,
one single person.
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
There's no way we're single.
No.
Listen, let me tell you something.
Six of us.
Let me tell you
no,
something.
What?
What do you mean, kind of?
Kind of. I'm on a break.
Oh. So now it's a break.
It's a break.
Right. Hang on a second. Let me tell you something,
Matt. You're emotionally exhausting me.
Right here.
So, yeah.
In this circle right here.
Yes.
Rampage.
Okay.
Nikki.
Yeah.
And Corey.
Yeah.
Are single.
Go ahead. Okay.
Wow.
Go ahead.
So says your Twitter profiles.
I don't think anyone here is
right there.
Like single.
Dude, my phone's just right fucking behind you.
Kevin, Sean, and Steve aren't.
I'm single. Oh. Right
honey, can I be single?
I'm single right now.
Well, no, dear.
In Los Angeles and in New York.
Oh, boy.
There is a new way to meet people.
Can we guess? I'll set it up for. Hang on.
I got it.
A woman was tired of online dating. She wasn't matched up with anyone. So these people get together, and how do you think they find one another?
I got it.
What attracts one person to the other? Kevin?
Scent.
Pheromones.
Pheromones? Wow. Okay. Sean?
Wait, are we guessing like what
Keep
they
going.
Do?
What, we're is, what is it? What is it? Yeah. What's what is
So
the
they're
connection?
Going to this place to meet people. There? What are they doing to right, match ahead, Jeff, one another?
Picking can I keys guess out of a fishbowl.
Wow.
Keys yeah, out that's of a good fishbowl.
One. I think they're all dressing up in animal costumes and just going at it.
Oh my god, furries.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say prayer.
Okay.
You're gay.
Like dogs smell each other's butts.
Ooh. Yeah. Hello.
Smell each other's butts.
Each other's butts. I'm saying they're posting pictures on a foot fetish website.
I'm going to say they're going on blackpeoplemeet.com.
Oh my god.
I'm going to say that somebody got it exactly right and then retracted it. And that would be Kevin.
What?
Pheromones. They're coming in to this place with a article of clothing, preferably a t-shirt, that they have slept in a bag. And then these people are brought into a room where they have all these bags set up and they smell each shirt. And the one that they're attracted to most, stop chewing on the mic. The one that they're attracted to the
I'm
most.
I'm interested in this one.
Then they meet up with that person.
I, you know, I have a very interesting scientific backing on this. That's not pheromones. That's
B-O.
Actual scent.
Of old.
And like, it's not the...
Oh man, Kev, you were so
wrong.
You like, couldn't
yeah,
have been
I guess
wronger.
Pheromones are released during.
Yeah, you could be attracted to somebody that doesn't smell like anything.
Man, Kev, you won for a second and lost.
No,
it again.
No. Kev got
well,
it right.
They're called pheromone parties.
Oh,
it's called fucking retarded parties.
Well,
that's what
I don't would never go to
Matt,
one.
Matt, you
because,
are retarded.
Oh,
I would
no,
go.
Go
to
ahead.
One.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for talking while you're interrupting.
I would go to this.
It's because you're a fucking weirdo.
It would be interesting, but all you literally be doing is like, oh, this one smells the best. This one's the cleanest. Like, and that's really, like, kind of like what you're saying.
Well, it's something that you sleep in, right? They said?
Yes.
I sleep in nothing but underwear, and in the morning, right when I wake up.
Oh, my God.
Loud ass gas. So I feel bad for whoever fucking gets mine.
Loud ass.
Loud ass.
Loud ass right. gas. Like, this, like, I went home, I got real drunk last night, had some food from the fridge. I woke up, farted 6 times in a row.
Okay.
The second I woke up.
Here's a good example. I used to work with this girl who sounded like the fat comic book guy from The Simpsons. And she had really, really wide, far apart eyes. She was still like attractive, but she is what I would call a pheromone factory. Like, she absolutely attracted anything that came within.
Like, when she walked by, you got the
it was just like literally, like, just like guys were just like mindlessly walking into walls and stuff around her because she was a pheromone factory.
She had a very welcoming pussy.
Yes, that too.
There's no easy way to cheat at this, and I don't know why nobody else picked up on it. Rather than submitting an article of clothing, just throw in a chloroform rag.
Exactly.
They'll all just drop over, and you can take your pick.
There you go.
I swept this broad off her feet.
You know what? If that was me, I would just steal an article of clothing from Kev's dresser, because he always smells delicious.
I'll stop.
In fact, I just commented on how well you smell today.
He smells great all the time.
I have an idea.
I bet you didn't smell good after last week, though.
Well, I guess when I sweat, it smelled like onions.
I have an idea.
Okay,
next week, we all bring in an article of clothing that we slept in the night before.
I literally just told you about my articles of clothing.
Why don't we all just like bring
we
in
put it
girls.
In a bag.
How about that?
Okay. And then we'll have, say, Jamie, smell it, and guess whose is whose.
Wow.
How about our underwear that we slept in?
Whatever. Whatever article of clothing you sleep in.
You ready for that, Jamie? You going to smell some drawers?
Yes, you going to smell my fucking asshole?
That is gross.
Say after like one night, it might
I'll
be
do
okay.
it, actually, if you guys want
to
do it.
Gross.
If
you'd have to
wear
a shirt.
If you guys put it in a bag and bring it here, I'll smell it and guess whose is whose.
Well, I know.
Wait. So now we're not doing. Now you have to smell
I'll
it.
Do it if Jamie doesn't
want to
do it.
Oh, she doesn't want to do it. I want you to do it.
I'll do it.
Okay.
No.
We all have to smell it. We all have to decide which aristocrat we'd fuck.
Wow, there you go. Perfect.
Come on, guys.
Didn't we do this already?
Oh, no, I would. Yeah, I mean.
No, we did it.
What do you mean did we do this
This is
already?
A new way
it's
to
not
determine.
Not that, but we went through who we would.
We can do like
Wait,
10
we?
Different tests.
We
completely.
Did that?
I mean, I know Matt and Steve have horrible gas. I have an inflammatory
bowel
disease.
I don't have
disease.
Horrible gas. I've never farted in my life.
Yeah.
You guys have no idea. When I wake up, it is like, it's really bad.
I've farted myself awake.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I've farted in my sleep and not woken up.
Steve, when you do this, I want you to picture just looking at the front of these underwear, just realizing how many boners in the morning have been in there, and you're about to put them to your face.
It doesn't have to be underwear. It could be a
it
shirt.
Sounds
how
like
many like robbing pre-cum. Rods yeah. were rubbing on there?
How much pre-cum is rubbed off on
right, there? Wait. We went over who's going to have, like, who you would have sex with in the aristocrats?
Yeah, we did that a couple weeks
did
ago.
Did we?
Yeah. I think we all picked Kev, actually.
Oh.
I'm a stud.
My guess
at
smells
least
like
I win
a,
at something.
Like a cauldron of dying monsters when I wake up.
Yeah, no, that is true.
Are you here?
Help me.
One of the wonders I've discovered now is how disturbed a dog can look when you fart near it.
There's no idea what's going on. Sometimes they bark at you.
That's second. That,
I'm trying to protect you.
I've actually farted in the direction of a dog and it took off running.
That's second funny. My favorite is when a dog farts, doesn't know what happens, and freaks out.
Yes. Because they kind of get embarrassed. They're like, was that you? And they're just like covering up their nose and shit.
We have the couch against the front window, and Lucy likes to jump up on the back of the couch and look out and, you know, just watch. She keeps tending to put her ass on Jen, and just fart right on her. It's fucking hilarious.
I shouldn't get a heads up. She just walked in.
So, seriously, not underwear. We'll sleep in a shirt, and then bring it in. I'll smell it and try to guess who's
whose. You can say which one smells the best?
No, I'll just say whose is whose, and then I'll say which one's the best. Okay.
Dude, I literally cannot sleep in anything but underwear.
Wow.
Suck
it
up.
I just get suffocated, then you roll, then it just gets stuck.
All right, Sean, then you just elected yourself as the person to smell.
Wow. Fuck off. You volunteered. I'm not a dumbass. You are.
Sean, and then sleep in a shirt for one night.
Sean, do it for the show.
For the show,
why don't
Sean.
You just wrap the shirt
for
around
the
your body?
You like know, around since, your you were, since, Kev, you were the first one to guilt me, I'm going to sleep in my Cravenation shirt.
Wow. Oh,
so now so I know which one. Sean's.
Let's give it away.
Yeah, really.
Oh, yes.
We have to get like new shirts. I mean, like in the brand new shirts in the middle of the
or
week.
Or just blindfold the person that's smelling.
That. Yeah, no, I won't. I'll legit do this and legit try to guess whose is whose.
Okay.
We just I won't look at the size because then I would know a double XL is Matt or Derek.
When you feel something like a painter's tarp, you know that it's Matt or Derek's.
We don't mind because mine says Hot Rod.
It's covered in ketchup and mustard.
Hot Rodman's.
This is all I'm going to wear now from now on.
Wow.
This is my shirt.
I want it, but I'll buy it from you.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you can call me the Hot Rod. Some people call me.
How do you spell it?
All right, let's do a lightning round here.
Yes. Oh, man, we still got a lightning round.
Yes. An employee at a fast food drive-thru window in Southern California stabbed a customer over a dispute over his order.
Over what? Oh. What was the order, did they say? They always say.
Not really.
Leader Cola.
Well, we can actually, you can't really guess the fast food.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
we can.
Segway.
Popeyes.
KFC.
I had the W.
Yeah. Good stuff, right?
Good stuff. All it is the dressing.
Yeah.
I got it by accident, actually.
Oh, Popeyes.
Yeah. I was like, ooh, what is this? This must be the W. I ordered it again like a week later.
Delish.
Well, he's anyway. Guessing Popeyes.
KFC.
It's nothing that's around here, though.
Oh, okay. Well, let's try it.
Hardee's. Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box. Kevin.
Oh, I was going to say Hardee's. What was the other one that's like Hardee's but different?
Carl's Jr.
Carl's Jr.
Okay.
And
no one's going to get it.
Golden Corral.
Roy Rogers.
No.
I'm going with, what's the one from Beavis and Butthead?
Burger World.
Nope.
Whataburger?
Doesn't exist. Nope.
Circle K.
I already said Hardee's.
Nope.
Good Burger. Mondo Burger.
Cunt Burger.
Welcome to Good Burger.
Del Taco.
What?
Del Taco.
Oh.
What?
Del Taco.
Like Del Sol?
Do I have to say this again? The people that made the computer made
Del
the
Davis?
Taco.
Planet Wings.
I cut you, man.
Yes, it was a Del Taco.
Where is this?
Hot beef injection.
California.
Okay.
Oh, shit going on in California.
Yeah. Walmart contractors get in a fight over cutting board. You know those little ladies that give you the samples?
Yeah.
And they got to prepare the food and cut it up?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this one lady took the other one's cutting board. So that lady went up to her and threw her in a refrigerated display
yes!
case.
Yes!
Wait,
that's
like,
awesome.
Threw the glass door or opened the door, put her in?
She like Jeanette-ed her or she
wow. just opened total Jeanette-ing.
Let's see if the video will come up. Doesn't look like it's gonna.
Well, post a link in the chat.
A Walmart employee pushed another Walmart employee into frozen tater tots.
And we marked her 1988.
Bloomberg. This was the one you sent me, Matt.
Oh, God.
Suggest shame as a punishment for speeding.
Shame.
So instead of giving out tickets, they're going to post your name and image somewhere.
Oh, perfect. I'll fucking do
like
that any day.
Anybody would give a shit about
that. Yeah, because that doesn't help my 4 points in my license.
I know. If you're not getting points or a fine,
I'll take it.
Yeah. They take out a big billboard, put your face on it. Like, everybody stupid. Laugh at this guy.
He was speeding.
He drove too fast.
You know, it's like, I got an idea. We're just going to reduce revenue from you know, speeders, and then we're going to humiliate them because that's going to work.
Yeah.
That's more people are going to speed.
I'd be like, yo, guys, have you seen the sign yet?
People are
going
to want to get their face on whatever.
Seriously.
The hell they
you
on.
Know how they could really humiliate them is put those shitty family stickers on the back on their back window.
I hate those fucking things.
Or just baby on board.
But with the feet and shit.
The
little
stick
like
little
families.
Little yeah, stick figures. They got the dog, the cat.
Well, today I saw like the big sandals, the medium sandals, and then three sets of smaller ones. So that would be like what Steve would have.
I was at the bank one time, and I saw like almost half of the back window was full of them. And
I
Instagrammed it and wrote hashtag what a whore.
Nice.
I saw Steve's, actually. And his wife, his kids.
Yeah.
And then there was Steve at the end hunched over fucking a stuffed doll.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was just like a tombstone and with like a
Fifle.
You know, 1981 2 and question mark.
Some comedian made a joke. He said he wanted to go up to one and scrape off the dog and put a yellow sticky and said, we got your dog.
Wow.
Actually, I seen one of an Asian family. It was a dog, a cat, two kids, a wife, and then a guy with all tumors all over his entire body. Let's do one more guess thing.
Yes.
Okay, right. I'm going to name a bunch of stuff, and you're going to tell me where these things were found.
Oh, God.
And if you know the story, please don't reply. Don't ruin it for everybody.
He looked right at you.
The items are Chex Party Mix, a lotion bottle, a piece of a diaper, a candy wrapper, and 10 inches of rope were found where, Kevin?
Don't say my bedroom.
Fine. Not your bedroom. In your ass.
Ooh. Sean's
Fuck,
ass.
That was my guess.
Sean, what do you say?
Hey, there's a party. You're welcome. A child's backpack.
Child's backpack. Steve,
it's pretty good.
Thank you. That's pretty good.
I'm gonna go with a lunchbox.
A lunchbox.
Really?
MJ.
Really? I said a backpack. I said a lunchbox.
And I said a lunchbox.
And they're different things.
The same, almost and same a hotel
room. You could fit a lunchbox in a backpack.
I'm sorry, what was
MJ
that, MJ?
Says?
In a hotel room party.
MJ, you have the worst fucking
Matt?
Answers.
I got to go with Kev on this, a human's ass.
Yeah. It was found in a 70-year-old woman's throat.
Throat.
Yes, like I said, a lunchbox.
A throat.
Behind a door in a dark hallway of a rundown apartment complex, a blind woman told a social worker that she, quote, did something to her elderly roommate.
Wait a minute.
Can you list these things again?
Could you describe your name,
lotion?
Please?
Chex Party Mix, a lotion bottle, a piece of a diaper, a candy wrapper, and 10 inches of rope.
Oh, my God. You got so drunk, you fucking shoved this shit down this girl's throat.
She's deaf. This one's blind.
Geraldine Cherry admitted that she took all those items and shoved them down her roommate's throat, killing her.
So the woman died.
Yes.
Now, do you think she was dead?
Pre or post?
No. I'm sure she was alive as the stuff's being shoved down her throat. But, like, did she make it through the whole gamut? Or did she die, like, midway through? And then the person who's like, I still got this piece of diaper.
No, it sounds like they took the string
it was
and were
actually
trying to, like,
a piece of
rope
diaper
out.
Or the whole diaper?
It says a piece of diaper.
Oh. I ate this Kit Kat. Enjoy it.
It's and, not It's what, not like you're trying to plug up a hole and mice are getting in. Like, what would you... What?
Maybe she thought she was the garbage can.
Yeah, just use some steel wool or something like that. That'll get
it. It says, at first, the woman appeared to have died of natural causes face up in her bed, and it wasn't until an undertaker noticed something in McEwen's mouth that was, as he was preparing her body, that the heinous way she died came to light.
Heinous.
Oh, yes. Heinous.
We pushed her tongue in and a rope popped out.
Pushed her tongue in and a rope popped out.
And they began to pull the rope. And out came a diaper, Chex Mix, a bottle of lotion, and then her underwear.
Yeah.
There was an old lady who swallowed a rope.
That's all
you
got.
Oh, God, hit the outro.
Jesus.
Anything
else?
Yeah, was she hot? Was there any pictures of her?
No, there's no pictures of her. Poor woman.
They just have her hanging by the rope like a shark.
The dead one or the murderer?
Asphyxiation match is when the Undertaker shoves Chex Party Mix down your throat and 10 inches of Texas string.
And a man... a man walked out of a gallery
with a an original Dali painting worth $150,000.
What?
Yes.
He just walked out with that.
He just walked right out with it. He
I'll
picked
take
it
that
up
and keep it now. Thank you.
He put it in a shopping bag and he walked out with it. $150,000.
That sounds $10 cover my ass.
Well, I'm sure if you look confident enough just walking out with it, nobody's going to question you.
Yeah.
Dude, do you realize how often that does happen in places? Yeah,
I guess he's just taking it.
Just taking it.
There's people I used to. There's people that have worked at like Sears that have witnessed people just walk up and take a big screen and just walk right.
I was just going to say, there's this dude who looked like Trace Atkins. If anybody knows who Trace Atkins is, he's a big huge dude. Guy with a blonde ponytail.
He
used to walk into Sears and pick up TVs. And walk out with them.
I once did say
nobody
word.
Did shit.
Not
nobody
to,
did a thing.
Not to mention wrestling, but I once did a wrestling show. We were doing
TLC.
And we said, we were doing a tables, ladders, and chairs. We don't have any ladders.
Oh, God.
So I drove somebody to Home Depot, and he stole a ladder.
Wow. Did you bring it back after?
No.
All bent and shit.
He just walked right out with it.
That was a certain promoter scam, is that he would buy a ladder for a ladder match and make sure you did the whole match with the like cardboard thing still on it so he could return it afterward.
Wow.
I actually got in trouble one time at that same Sears because
tried stealing TV.
No, when you count out your till at the end of the night, security comes and takes the money and brings it to the back of the room.
Yeah.
And the guy came, it was a security guard, and he was African American, took the money, brought it to the back of Sears, and then for some reason security called the phone and wanted to know where the money was. Well, I said, well, security came and took it. And the guy goes, well, which security guard? And I said, the black guy. And then I got a rash of shit because it was the same black guy that took my money and said that we don't describe people by their culture or origin.
Wow.
And I had to find a different way to describe the security guard that took him.
Well, sir, his hair never gets wet. And
the big man with the permanent tan.
Yeah. That's like,
but he got mad at me because I just said the black guy.
It was that's the like one that the makes best you way to do it.
It was the only way to do it.
That is literally
my boss goes out of his way not to describe people ethnically.
Uh-huh.
So like some guy got fired, and I was like, "Which one was that?" He's like, he's on the night shift, dark hair." I was like, "Oh, the black guy." He's like, "Yeah,
dark hair, it's kind of nappy."
my boss is actually
ashy
black,
skin.
And he's like, "I said, oh yeah, I did Suzanne's. You know, I did her test." And she goes, "He goes, who's Suzanne?" I go. You know, general time, midday, you know, curly hair, you know, just kind of thin. Oh, the black one? And I'm like, oh, yes, the black one.
Can we but that's like being succinct. Like, if there's only one person to describe as black, it's not like being racist. It's like,
it's the easiest way to describe it.
Like, we should just constantly say the one that smells like cocoa butter.
Wow.
Yeah.
The one who I pay for their public housing.
Wow.
Dude, that's fucked up.
The one that does her hair with beeswax.
This all of a sudden turned into the racist, Chris.
No, but I hate when people ask me to describe.
I thought you were going to just say I hate black people.
Wow.
No, I'm half black. So
I got a story about a black person real quick.
No, in general, though, I hate when people ask to describe somebody because you can be describing a quarter of the population. It fucking is so gay.
Guys, I just want to put out there, I'm offended when you talk about my eyebrows and mole. It's kind of stereotypical.
Shut the fuck up.
Whatever, you fucking wop.
And today.
Whoa.
Wow.
At Steve number one's job, he saw Mr. Lucifer wearing in what kind of shirt?
I knew Satan was black.
NWA.
Mr. T.
New Jack City shirt.
Yes.
Yes.
old promoter who broke us into the business.
Black guy, by the way.
Black with a missing finger.
And a lisp.
I'm cocoa butter.
African American. Yes, actually, he smells just like cocoa
butter. Talks like he's from the South, but he's from
and
like,
he talks like this, baby.
Exactly.
He talks like Dusty Rhodes.
That's right, baby.
Well, anyway, we are out of here. It's the Aristocrats.
Deuces.
Aristocratsradio.com is the website. CWERadio.com is where we stream live. This will be up on YouTube tomorrow, Tuesday.
Like our Facebook page, please.
Yeah, all the links are on aristocratsradio.com.
Like
Facebook.
Them all, or I will punch
like
you square in the armpit. 1,500
people Twitter. Downloaded our fucking YouTube.
Can we post this on RedTube?
I would love to.
Wow.
Post on
Google. We might have to get some of the ladies to.
Can we put this on Beach or whatever?
Yeah. Show your ass, Sean. Whoa.
Oh, no.
Corey Havoc on
Stanley
Twitter.
Belly.
No, do I have to I'm zoom still, in on you again?
No, I'm still bloated.
Oh, okay.
At Turu Rogers.
Nikki Oceans.
MJ.
That's it?
What? That's not your Twitter.
At
wow.
MJ.
That's you not
your
Twitter
whole Twitter. It's your whole Twitter.
That's
awesome.
That's
www.mj.com. Need the extra W.
MJ before he died.
Wow.
And when is this beer fest? Is this?
Oh, that's next weekend. That's next Saturday.
Saturday?
Saturday.
Me, you, Matt, I hope you're going.
What
Sean?
What day?
It's next Saturday.
What's the date?
I don't know. Do you have to check 30th. Your
plan? Dude, I'm 30th. Like not even joking. 30th. I literally have a calendar now that I have to.
30th.
Like, 30th. Going
it's the 30th.
I don't know.
There's
going to
be food.
That.
You can just say no, you don't want to go.
No, I don't know if I can.
There's going to be food. There's going to be beer for the people there's who gonna, are there yeah. and aren't participating. So you can spectate, hang out, drink, eat. Hopefully we're going to try to get some interviews and some
videos.
There will be plenty of slurred interviews by me
at UMK Shock.
We need to wear our Aristocrats gear.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll see you next week, hopefully with some good stories from Beer Fest.
Thanks, Blake.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Blake, for nothing.
For not showing up.
Seriously.